The late Neil Rogers coming up next. You have a nice weekend in paradise, everybody, on QAM.
Take off that hood, Mo.
This is South Florida's only real sports.
Time to check out the hood.
QAM, Miami, Florida.
Just fell off.
Beasley Broadcast Group Station. WQAM.com.
Pop that baby back on. Don't walk outside with that thing on the side of your head hanging down like that.
Hi there, you bastard.
Wait. I've got something to tell the whole family. Oh, quick. Go get the other thing, Gordon. The mill's closed. There's no more work. We're destitute. Come in, my little love. I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments. No, no, that's the way it is, my loves. Blame the Catholic Church for not letting me wear one of those little rubber things. Oh, they've done some wonderful things in their time. They've preserved the might and majesty, even mystery of the Church of Rome. And the sanctity of the sacraments, the indivisible oneness of the Trinity. But if they let me wear one of those little rubber things on the end of my cock, we won't be in the mess we are now.
Couldn't Mummy have worn some sort of pessary?
Not if we're going to remain members of the fastest growing religion in the world, my boy. You see, we believe... Well, let me put it like this.
There are Jews in the world. There are Buddhists. There are Hindus and Mormons and them. There are those that follow Mohammed's books. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic. And have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came.
Quirk, quirk.
Because every sperm is sacred.
Yes.
Every sperm is great.
Yeah.
If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is
Are you sure?
Right. 906.
That's it. It's kind of short.
Go home. 906 at 560 WQMC. I haven't even sat down yet, barely. I got my ass on the seat already. He's bop, 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 bop. You're going to be the next George, I'm telling you that. And that's not good news. That is not a good piece of news for yous. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, happy Friday, everybody. Hi, everybody. As Mark Morgan would say on the... now, who's the worst puker, Mark Morgan or Boog Shambi? That traffic thing he does in the morning, just when I'm sitting in Toronto in my studio and I've got the pot open, I'm listening, you know, to Mo because I wouldn't want to miss a word that the old man says. You know, Mo, who do you, David? And the traffic thing comes on, and you do understand I'm getting pre-delay. And if you could hear the way it sounds, pre-delay, Mark Morgan, you know, and, oh, geez, I just about crawl off the chair. I just pop off of that thing. And then when he says, gets to the end, it says, on QAM. Oh, Jesus, God, Mark, just tone it down a little bit, baby. Early in the morning, we don't want to be shocked out of bed like that. On QAM. Jesus. Lean back a little, okay? Back away. I'm Mark Morgan. And I'm Boom Shabby. Hey, I'd love to hear them do a ball game together. You know, wouldn't that be great? It's the top of the third. What do you think? Can they do it, Mark? Hey, no problem. On QAM. Anyway, what am I doing that for? Because I enjoy it. I enjoy them a lot. They're great. I like Boog Shabby. He's a good guy. We love Boog. He's a great guy. And he didn't gain any of the weight back, that asshole I called that day. We hate you, sir. We despise you. You miserable prick. Now, Mark Morgan, I don't know. He could be a pretty good guy. He's just a puker. That's all. A lot of guys in the business, they're pukers. Here's our poll from yesterday. Let's get right to it. We got a lot of business to take care of today. We're going to get 1,000 calls in. You mark my words. Huh, Mark Morgan? We got Joe Rose for the little dog today, for the big, for the mad dog. I can't keep my dog straight. And then we got Hank at 3 in the building. Now, Hank came in yesterday. We had quite a discussion about the Stanley Cup playoffs. Didn't even come in to say hi. He's so embarrassed about his lack of knowledge about the great sport of hockey. Red Wings get beaten 3 overtimes last night by Anaheim and Brian Murray, the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, boy.
2-1. What do you mean by that?
Overtime.
Yeah, that's true. Right, exactly. But that isn't the overtime he was talking about. Did they get a point for that? Anyway. Yeah, a lot of upsets. Washington beats the Lightning there in Tampa 3-0. They were in a coma, the Lightning, except for Vinny LeCavalier. He was good. Only the goalie made a couple of big saves. But other than that, Tampa didn't show up. They missed the team bus to the arena over there. Almost every lots of upsets, baby. And, of course, tonight we got Game 2 in Philadelphia, man. Maple Leafs, they better show up tonight, the ones that still can play, either through health or just in ineptitude. Like, for example, Aki Berg and Jyrki Lume, ineptitude. 1,188 votes. I'm sure it's more than that now, but I can't. We don't have time to potsky around with it. We asked yesterday, now that the U.S. has taken over Iraqi radio and TV, what should be the first show on the year? And, of course, in a very self-serving way, the audience said, the Neil Rogers Show, 273 votes.
Oh,
we'll take it.
Ew, God.
You bet. Why the hell not? Why not pat yourself on the back and the knee? South Park Movie, 169. Jerry Springer Show, 98. Baywatch, 79. That'd put a smile on their puss. Osborne, 66. Hee-haw, 50. Phil Henry Show, 48.
Okay.
I Dream of Jeannie, 47. Saturday Night Live, 41. Benny Hinn, 37. Let's watch Benny Hinn and then go to Benihana's. Are they still around, Benihana's? I guess they are.
I think they are.
They put on a hell of a show. I mean, the food is good at Benihana's, but they give you like little tiny, like for a pigeon, you know. So go there, and then after when you're finished, say, okay, what do we eat now after the floor show? You know, go someplace else for a dinner. No, it's very good. They just give you very tiny portions.
And in increments. They give you like a little appetizer, then a little this.
All in the Family had 30. The Gong Show and Hogan's Heroes also had 30. Are You Hot?
No.
You sure not? 29. American Idol, 22. Price is Right had 20. They would love to see old Bob Barker. They'd like to spin that veal. In fact, maybe Miguel can go over there. We can let him, you know, join the Neil Rogers parade. We can let him spin the veal for some QAM prizes. For some QAM prizes. Oprah, 16. Wild On had 16. The Jeffersons, 15. Caliente, 13. Yeah, let's put some spick shows on over there. That'll really change their tune. Dallas, 11. Happy Days, also 11. Gunsmoke had 10. I think they've seen enough of that. Passions, 9. By the way, Sheridan, what's her name again? Mackenzie what?
Westmore.
Mackenzie Westmore. Mackenzie-Westmore.com. She's got her own website. the beautiful blonde that plays Sheridan on Passions. So these are real macho guys that don't want to be caught watching a soap opera, but really want to, you know, take a puke at what she looks like. She is hot, man. Mackenzie-Westmore.com. And none of those pictures really do her justice. For justice, we must go to Tabitha. Tom Green Show, 7. Bedtime for Bonzo, 5. Three's Company, 3. And Maud had 3. That was the poll yesterday. What should we let the Iraqi people, the ones who aren't busy shoplifting and looting? Well, I guess you can't call it shoplifting because the shops aren't open for business. They're just schlepping crap, you know? They're schlepping stuff. Here's our poll today. We're going to need a lot of help on this one. Oh, before we get to the pool, here's a fax that I intercepted. Came on a wrong machine. Came for us, but it says Hank. But I think it's appropriate for us, too. It says, I hope the rain in Augusta never stops so the bigots in Georgia can stick the masters up their ass. Excellent fax. Glad we intercepted it on our machine. Yeah, stick it up your ass, Hootie, and all the people that support you, too, okay? I don't want to mention no names on this station. Oh, yeah, the Mad Dog was going on hysterically yesterday about these broads and blah, blah, you know. Like the guy said yesterday, it's a tradition. No, that wasn't it. What is it? It's hallowed ground. It's hallowed ground. You don't understand, Mo. It's hallowed ground. Oh, God. Will you people grow up with your golf? Silly people in checkered pants. Remember, have you ever seen pictures of the old-time golfers, the Scotsmen?
Yeah, yeah, with the hats with the little ball on top.
And the pants made the kilts look normal. The baggy pants that flare way out. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That's what a real man is. Makes me feel real butch, I'll tell you. Makes me feel like Hercules. Anyway, we'll do the real poll in a second for today. And then we'll take about 1,000 real quick calls. Get into some heavy-duty bedtime stories. Got that good one on the... by the way, the sickest story of the day is that GI wives getting the hoax casualty calls. Oh, what I would like to do to those people that are making those calls. Now, what's that great story about the... Halliburton contract. We got that in it. Got a lot of good stuff. Be sure and check out our website if you want to see some really gruesome pictures. Who was that in the doorway there?
Zach interrupting me.
Now, how many of those pizzas did you eat, you fat tub, yesterday? In a way, he ate 5 pizzas. And he's serious. He's laughing about it now. Look at that. He's gaining all the weight back. Why? Look, the Buddha, you don't rub the stomach. You rub the top of the head, not the pupik, okay, you idiot? Yeah, he's rubbing both now. Go rub your ass. By the way, he says Mo's a putz. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to get you fired. He did say that, though. 9:13 at 5. He hates you, Mo. Of course, everybody else does, too. So you're like, you know, it's not like you're an exception. Hey, let me tell you about a place you'll love if you're a dieter, and that's Delights of West Boca. By the way, we do want to hope for the best for poor Dr. Bob. It's not looking too good, Dr. Atkins. Took a wicked fall on the ice in New York and hit his head on the pavement. Oh, nasty. Critical condition. Anyway, we don't need Dr. Bob around if you're on the Atkins diet. Just his books, right? That's the legacy he'll leave. Because sooner or later, one day he'll die anyway. But his books live on. And if you're on the Atkins diet, Delights of West Boca is a story you're going to love because the whole store is dedicated to people on low-carb, sugar-free diets. Delights of West Boca is your low-carb superstore. Come in and try out some of their newest bakery products like chocolate cupcakes and brownies by Control Carb with only 1 effective gram of carbs per serving and great taste. And don't forget Delights' incredible selection of low-carb pastas and sauces. They got some of the best pasta sauces and with almost no carbs. Amazing. Dressings, cheesecakes, chocolates, and their famous soft-serve Carbolite ice cream. At Delights of West Boca, all Atkins brand products, here's some of the best news, are 25% off today, next Sukkot, all day, every day. Stop by, talk to their staff who know the Atkins and all the other diets inside and out. And don't forget they're open 7 days a week. You'll find them on the corner of, they're open, by the way, 10 to 10, 10 in the a.m. to 10 in the p.m., located on the northeast corner of Glades and 441, right next to Boston Market. Call them at 1-877-LOW-CARB or shop them on the web if you like at lowcarb.com. Please check this place out. You'll love it. The Lights of West Boca, your official Atkins Retail Center.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Oh, my! Oh, my!
What's the matter with lesbian golfers? Can't you tell we really love hitting balls? The only thing that separates us from the men is the country club's bathroom stalls. I got my girlfriend who's also my caddy. She's the femme, I'm the butch, she calls me daddy. Muff dive at 5, tuna taco, all right, it's still ladies golf to me. My favorite hole, it doesn't have any number, a green or a fairway. Don't sweat me cause I'm a snapper lapper, I play golf and I'm gay. I missed my tee time, got caught in the clubhouse, lesbian golf. golf is the only kind we dug out. I'm gay, let's play LPGA. It's still ladies' golf to me. Ben Rod is disgrace. Chicks sit on my face. It's still ladies' golf to me.
But other than that, nice to see you. I'm off to have a great day. You're looking a little bit better. Feeling better today? Good. He was under the weather the other day. I think Moe's piece bit him on the cheek. 918 at 560 WQAM. Okay, here's the poll question today. Let's get with it, okay? Because yesterday we did, and look at how we were like only about 1,200 votes on there. That's okay for an overnight poll, but we've been moving way up in the world over that, you know, 1,400 a day, right?
Definitely.
I mean, especially since George is out this week. I mean, now don't be starting picking on him again. You should hear what Carlos was saying about him before the show today. Just ripped him an ass.
Can't help myself.
Yeah, well, you were true. Well, everything you said was right. Now, here's the poll question today. Who do you think has the biggest ego? And we need some help from the audience on this, because I don't have a long list. And somebody made a good point the other day. It was yesterday morning when Mo was talking about, I've played the course 11 times, and he's played it twice, and he broadcast 11 times from Augusta. Well, congratulations, get a life, as Jennifer Rim would say, you know? Who cares?
Did you hear him say it again today?
No, I wasn't listening. I wasn't paying attention to him this morning. I was waiting. In fact, yeah, I did hear what he said. All he talked about was Michael Motorcycle, Michael Jordan, this. You know, come on already. It's old stuff. We had the hockey playoffs last night, a triple overtime. Anaheim upsets Detroit. Of course, Detroit lost the first two to Vancouver last night and then won four in a row. But and then, of course, St. Louis shuts out Vancouver 6-0 right there in Vancouver, B.C. They must have smoked too much of that good stuff. Or maybe they got to hold some bad stuff. And he's on there about Michael Liss and Michael Lenn. So he was self-aggrandizing again. So he's the first name on the list, Mo Howard David, biggest ego. Steve, Mr. Ego Kane. Neil Rogers, I'll put myself on here, even though I have no ego, and that's the freaking truth. If I did, I'd be glad to tell you. Although this is a great show. George Rodriguez, and that was Carlos's Beaner Boy suggestion yesterday. He said, put George on there. He's got a real swelled head. Donald Rumsfeld, Hermann Göring Jr., definitely got a gigantic and a scary ego. I mean, he's frightening. And Hank Goldberg, I put him on there just, you know, because people like taking shots at Hank. And plus, he never came in here and discussed hockey with me. Huh? And that's all I got. I mean, can you think of anybody, any well-known person that's got a massive ego that thinks their stuff don't stink? There's got to be a whole bunch of them. Don't say it, because that'll take the fun away from the audience. They like building these pools. But we'll get to you when we feel like it, because I got a lot, huh? I got a lot of good stuff here, man. But this story really frosted my ass. More GI wives get hoax casualty calls. Camp Pendleton, California, wives of Camp Pendleton Marines involved in the war in Iraq have been receiving crank calls from individuals claiming to work for the Red Cross who regretfully and falsely inform them that their spouses have been killed in action. I'm tongue-tied because I just can't believe it.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, right. Very funny. In a statement, Camp Pendleton reminded military families that genuine casualty notifications are not made by phone or by the Red Cross. Individuals falsely identifying themselves as Red Cross representatives have made prank calls to Camp Pendleton spouses claiming that their loved ones overseas have been killed. The Marine Corps does not utilize the Red Cross for casualty notification. Marine Corps and Navy representatives conduct all casualty notifications in person for Camp Pendleton. I honestly can't even fathom someone with that mentality. A Marine wife named Julia told the San Diego Union-Tribune yesterday, I can't even go there in my mind. I would assume a young spouse could believe that kind of call and her world could be shattered. Just sick. Sick, 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 sick. Man! Frost my ass. Also, if you want to have your ass frosted, too, those of you people who like only selected images, you know, the ones that make you reinforce whatever you want to believe. I mean, we saw the thing with the dragging the statue down a couple of days ago, and we even did a play-by-play on it here. We had some fun with it. It was great. You couldn't help but be impressed with that. But that's only part of it. So you can go to neilrogers.com today, only if you have a strong stomach. If you're grossed out by very graphic images of the truth of what reality is, then don't look at that. Just skip that part where we got all those pictures. Gruesome, gruesome, horrendous. And then we also have, thanks to Beaner Boy, a list of all the names of American POWs and casualties. Name, age, where they're from. So we can put a name behind. In other words, make it real, as opposed to just having them be a statistic on a page somewhere. You know, 1 out of 100 or whatever the hell number is eventually going to be. Anyway, here's the facts from Paul in Fort Myers, who says he wanted to suggest Beverly Hillbillies for the list yesterday. We left that out. Sorry, Paul, you're right. That would have been great. Huh? See what the Deep South is all about. In fact, see what about 60% of America is really all about. All those red states, you know, around the edges. The red states. Comunista. Oh, the high cost of Bush bashing. Got a couple of stories about that. Joanne Garofalo's relentless bashing. Did I call her Joanne? Whatever her name is. Janine Garofalo's relentless bashing of President Bush just might have doomed her ABC sitcom, reports the New York Post. Garofalo set to play a producer of a TV news magazine on Slice O' Life, but ABC's been deluged with calls and emails from viewers threatening to boycott the network and its advertisers if the sitcom gets on the schedule. We don't wish to see the faces of liberal Hollywood, especially those that provided aid and comfort to Saddam Hussein. One protester, John Alvarez, emailed ABC, one of your people, probably a beaner. We'll stand up and fight for our right to request our exclusion from the shows and sponsors that seek our attention. ABC reps had no comment. Garofalo declared to the Washington Post in January, in one of her many outbursts, the war is a manufactured conflict for the sake of geopolitical dominance, and on she went. There's no evidence of weapons of mass destruction, and so far she seems to be correct, but nevertheless, don't confuse these people with the truth. And certainly don't let her express herself. And, stung by anti-war criticism from Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon, here again, talk about blue-nosed assholes, the Baseball Hall of Fame has canceled a 15th anniversary celebration of the film Bull Durham that was to feature the co-stars. Bunch of blue-nosed assholes. Hall President Dale Petrosky sent a letter to Robbins and Sarandon this week saying the festivities April 26th and 7th at Cooperstown, New York had been called off because of their remarks. Petrosky, a former White House assistant press secretary under Ronald Reagan, said recent comments by the actors ultimately could put our troops in even more danger. Reached Wednesday night, Robin said he was dismayed by the decision. He responded with a letter he planned to send to Petrosky telling him, "You belong with the cowards and ideologues in the Hall of Infamy and Shame." The weekend affair planned months ago was also to feature Bull Durham actor Robert Wool and Ron Shelton, who wrote and directed the 1988 film. Instead of commemorating the movie, the Hall canceled the celebration in a letter Tuesday sent to the scheduled participants. In a free country such as ours, every American has got the right to his or her own opinions and to express them. Public figures such as you have platforms much larger than the average Americans, which provides you an extraordinary opportunity to have your views heard and an equally large obligation to act and speak responsibly, Petrosky wrote. In other words, to agree with his opinion. We believe your very public criticism of President Bush at this important and sensitive time in our nation's history helps undermine the U.S. position, which ultimately could put our troops in even more danger, which of course it did not, and they kicked ass in 3 weeks, okay, even though there's still a lot of crap going on. Robbins and Sarandon, his longtime partner, have been active in peace rallies to protest this war in Iraq. In his letter, Robbins said he remained skeptical of the war and told Petrosky he didn't realize baseball was a Republican sport. Well, you better get with it, Tim, because all the sports are Republican sports, except for basketball, of course, which has a lot of schwarzers. Huh? Don't you think the NBA would probably be more Democrat and also maybe some of the NFL?
With all that money, that kind of changes
Like I
things.
Said, it's a Republican sport. You're right. Good point. It's about time. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T. I feel really rushed again today because we got so much stuff to do. So much to do in so little time. You know what I'm saying? Probably not. Okay, let me vote on here. The biggest ego anywhere, big pompous ass, could be me. I don't know. I'll vote for Mo just for the hell of it. Just for something that, you know, for him to remember me by, since I'm the late Neil Rogers. As a matter of fact, Mo, that would be a good idea. Just look upon me as though like I died. See, we can look upon each other like we're both dead. Then that way we don't have to, because you certainly don't speak to dead people. Although I will come and dance on your grave. Who do you think has the biggest ego? We got 36 votes already. I just cast mine. It's already up there. They're foaming at it. Donald Rumsfeld, 11. Dangerous. The D in Donald Rumsfeld stands for dangerous. And also there's an A in his first name. We know what that stands for, don't we? Stands for
anthrax.
Right. Mo Howard Davidson's got 8. I think the two of them are going to be battling nose to nose. Can't you just see that? I'd like to see Rumsfeld reach over and yank that piece right off Mo's head. God, I'd pay a lot of money to see that. With that chuckle, you know, Rumsfeld has that dangerous laugh. Rumsfeld 11, Mo Howard Davidson 8, Steve Mr. Ego Kane 5, Hank's got 5, George Rodriguez 4, and I got 3. I'm in last place. I'm going to have to run faster, you know. Get on in running shoes. 27 past 9 at 5:60, and I told you Joe Zagacki was filling in for Mad Dog. Why'd you keep saying Joe Rose?
Sorry.
God, are you an idiot?
I know.
I mean, he gets so little opportunity in prime time, like on a weekday, to be on here, Joe Zagacki.
Oh, my! Oh, my!
Yes, and you're talking about Joe Rose. We've had enough of Joe Rose. He's a good guy. We like him, but he's getting some tooth work done. He's getting some dentures put in. And I have been watching Channel 6 News lately. I do not. I will never watch Channel 4 News again. I do turn over to Dan Rather at 6:30. And you know one of the reasons I never watch Channel 6 News besides Silly Tony Cigaretto?
Why?
Ike Siemens. Oh, talk about an old fuddy-duddy cast-off. They got Ike standing in front of the map. In fact, I think I stole one of Moe's weekend hair pieces. Silly, silly goose. Ike, you're a silly person, okay? You're ridiculous, okay? That's one of the reasons Channel 6 will never have any credibility. People like Ike Siemens on here. I like Nick Bogert. He's pretty good. Don't Bogert that joint, by the way, Nick. 28 past 9 at 560 WQM. Here's a couple of great guys that you'll come to know and love when you shop for a car at Hallett Pontiac. Tom Lehman and Joe Prieto, Hallett Pontiac GMC, want to pass along to you some exciting news. That is that there are three great Neil deals going on right now. Neil deal number one, get 0% financing for 60 months on every Pontiac or GMC in stock. Neil deal number two, get you up to a $4,000 rebate on every new GMC and Pontiac in stock. Let me say it again because it's shocking, but it's true. Get up to a $4,000 rebate on every new car or truck in stock. And Neil deal number three, if you're currently a GM Smart Lease or Smart Buy customer and drive a Chevy Blazer, an old Bravado, or GMC Jimny, buy or lease a new Pontiac or GMC and get an extra $1,000 off the price. Stop by Hallett and test drive the all-new and powerful Pontiac Grand Prix, too. Hallett Pontiac GMC, and you'll find them where they've been for 100,000 years now. 13401 South Dixie Highway, U.S. 1 across from the falls. The reason they're still there, same place they've been for 35 years, is because they give people great deals and they treat you right, too. They make you feel like a customer, not like some kind of a victim. Open 7 days a week at Hallett. For more information, call the Neil Deal Hotline at 1-888-534-4211. That's 1-888-534-4211. And don't forget, all Neil Deals are subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. Hallett Pontiac GMC, they most definitely are professional grade.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Friday, you bastard.
Doi, 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 doi.
At 560 WQM. Mosul has fallen, by the way. They're saying that's official now. This is the breaking news. The Iraqi army in Mosul has surrendered. Aren't you excited?
Overjoyed.
Now, see, don't be sarcastic. I mean, there are some good things happening, but view it in the perspective, because the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of crap going on as well. But we have some people out there just can't do that, the ones with the blinders on. And I'll tell you another bunch of people with blinders on. War protest signs, toned down rhetoric. What a bad mistake. What a bunch of pussies, man. Well, leaders urge followers to restrain from obscenities. Well, that's one thing. And slurs against President Bush. See, I'm not buying that at all. I mean, if he was a goofball and a moron and dangerous a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, or whenever, or a month ago, he's still the same. He hasn't changed. He's not the one that called the shots with the military, in addition to which there's a lot to be said about that as well. Here's a fact that says, love the show. How about for the, and why didn't we think about this? Got two already about lard-ass Limbaugh. Biggest ego. Lard-ass Limbaugh, he'll get a ton of votes. Please play some Mickey Mouse today. Also, I'll tell you, Mickey is moving up on a list on this show fast.
Eisner?
Have a great day, and please take care of yourself. I certainly will. Sign S, as in stupendous. And also a Big Mike chronic listener from St. Pete says, Lard-ass Limbaugh. Thank you, Big Mike. And don't let anybody in St. Pete know you're listening to this show, please, for your own welfare. for your own good. Okay, let's take a few suggestions, because I got a lot of stuff. Don't let me forget to get every single one of these in here today, okay?
Jess. Sir.
Putz. WQAM. That was great. Now, was that Mark Morgan, or was it Boog Shabby? The Marlins pulled it out of the ninth inning, and they went 4-3. Does anybody care?
No.
At least they're consistent. They had like a little over 10,000 for each of the last three games, those three games against the Mets. 10,000 announced, which you know there were like 5,000 or 6,000 Met fans there for each game. So you subtract those 5,000 or 6,000 people, and then you take away the ushers and the people that got the free tickets. How many you got left?
About 30, man.
Not too impressive. Not too impressive. They don't want to get the message. WQAM.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Pretty good, sir.
Happy Friday.
And back to you.
I got my 16-year-old skipping school with me today, and I got a shameless request.
Okay.
If you can play Up Dog.
Oh, Up Dog. I love Up Dog.
Okay, well, she started a whole entire trend at her high school with it. And it came from you, and it came from me.
Excellent. There we go. See, we're we're trendsetters.
There you go. The other thing is the facts beat me to it was the Anything by Mickey. That was just hilarious.
Okay.
How could you forget your suspender-wearing buddy as far as he goes?
Oh, my God!
Loan me $50.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, man. You earned the bid.
All right, thanks.
Thanks
Neil.
A lot. Larry King. You know what we're saying? What an ego. Of course, it's hard to, you know, remember that he's got a big ego when he's like slunched over there, like with the suspenders, crouched over, like looking ready for death. I hate to say it, Larry. Don't you think? Larry's not. I think he's on the way out. He's not looking too good. But he does have a massive ego.
That's what's holding him up.
I would put John Levitt on there, too, except nobody knows who he is. You know, the news reader on IOD that used to be my producer I talked about the other day. That I had the mispleasure of the, I'm glad that this popped into my mind. See how it all fits together? Totally irresponsible. Saddam is dead and his two sons are dead. They were in there and NBC is reporting to us. Blah, 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 blah. And my friends in the Jewish community and my friends in the Cuban community. All this other crap. You know, you're full of crap, Levitt. You doing news would be like, Heinrich Himmler reading the synagogue report for the week. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Eric had a suggestion.
Did he really?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, of course. How can you forget about old Howie? Suddenly, who took that wild turn to the right? Howard Stern. Okay, the list will grow, believe you me. There'll be a lot of, there'll be a Schmidt-load of names on there. Maybe even Schmidt. Even Tom Schmidt, he's got a big ego. Huh? Sounds like a pompous ass to me.
Well, he almost breaks his arm patting himself on the back every day.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Are you listening? I'm not listening.
I listen to anything that's on the radio.
You're not listening to the Humper?
I listen to anything that's on the radio.
58 votes. Mo Howard David has pulled into first place with 22. Donald Rumsfeld, the 16. Steve Mr. Ego Kane, 6. Hank Goldberg, 6. George Rodriguez and I are tied with 4, and Rush Limbaugh just went on there. He don't have any votes yet, but he will. He will, Billy. He will. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I love your show. You make me laugh, but I disagree with you on the war.
Well,
and,
to each his own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Listen,
at least you're not going to come down here and take a dump on the front lawn here because
I
disagree
with you. I won't do that, but tell me.
Mo did that on the way out today, as a matter of fact.
I hope you
can smell it all the way up here.
Tell me, at least you feel good for the Iraqi people. At least that. I mean, at least they're free now.
I said that the other day when they took the statue down. I said it was a very enervating and emotional scene, and it was great. But the problem is, keep in mind that was only a very small group of people, and a lot of them are still very suspect of what's to follow. This is all, you know, fine and dandy as far as it goes, but let's see how we follow it. In fact, one of our stories today quotes Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, who's just
right.
Having a fit because he says this looks like deja vu all over again, and it's just the same kind of images that we saw, and then they didn't follow through, and they've done nothing, and the whole country, all the lunatics are back in power again, all of the warlords, and they're right back to where they were before in Afghanistan.
So we talk
a good game in the beginning, and then we don't follow through.
No,
kind of like Miguel, you know, talks about those promotions and never follows through with his package.
Try not to look at this as a left-right thing either. I mean, I hate how people just fall into that. Look at Phil Henry. He's for the war, and he's on the left.
Sir, no, he's not on the left. He's an opportunist is what he is.
You think so?
He's a sellout. I know him very well, and believe me, he sold out.
Well, I mean, don't look at it as a left-right thing. I mean, you don't have to agree with everything.
I'm not looking at it as a left. I'm looking at it realistically. I'm looking at it for what it is, and I'm looking at the people who put it over on the public. And I'm seeing, again, you're trying to change. Now, what did you call for? Because you're not going to change my mind. I won't change
yours. I'm not changing your mind on anything. I'm just saying it. Don't look at it that way. You know, you agree
I'm
with
not. I just got through saying
to,
I'm not.
You don't have to fall into line. I don't
move
understand
along,
the Republican
sir.
Party.
Move along.
I don't understand how the
What
Republican...
did you call for? You started to say something about something else.
No, that was it. Basically,
okay, thanks. Thanks. No, he did. He was saying something, and then he lapsed into this and writing about it. And don't do that. Don't tell me or anybody else what to do. If you want to look at it, is the left against the right, the good guys against the bad? In fact, isn't that what it's supposed to be? The good guys against the evildoers, us against them. Anybody who doesn't isn't on our side is with them. That's what your president has done. So he's the one who created that, not me. And haven't I said the Democrats are just as much to blame as anybody else because they're a bunch of wimps? Haven't I said that a million times?
Yes,
I have. Absolutely correct. Useless party, man. Useless. They're kind of like the Iraqi army. And they're just as dangerous. They have done nothing, and they've sat back, and now Nancy Pelosi says, bah, bada, beep, bada, bada, you know, nothing, now that it's over. Very, very sad. But you know something, Beaner Boy, don't look at it as left against the right. I don't like that. I mean, he can say that. You shouldn't. I don't like your phraseology, sir. You can say you shouldn't look at it like this. That's fine. But when you start giving us, when you start instructing, I don't like instructions, you know. When you're a little kid, they can instruct you, like in school. Right? Don't pick your nose in class. Don't throw snot balls. Don't throw paper. Yeah, all that crap. Right? Don't snort too much coke in class. Right? That's what George's problem was. He had a rip snorting good time is what he told me. By the way, George will be back next week. Damn it. In fact, you got his number in North Carolina?
His cell phone.
I'm thinking about giving him another week off. In fact, what month is it now? No, just a joke, George. Don't get carried away. Just a joke. What? See, look at Miguel. Miguel's like, oh, yeah. Now, what a backstabber you are, man. Yeah, you're not fooling me. I saw the look on your face.
He said, I hope so, is what he said.
I hope so. Miguel hates you, dear. Now, I never realized that. What do you hate George so much for? No, I saw you mouth it, okay? I'm a lip reader. I do good lip. All right, well, let me do the
break. Said he better take it.
See, I think Miguel hates George because George gets in his way at Treasure Island, tries to mess with his action over there. I think that's probably a big part of it, plus the fact he knows George is a putz. 942 at 560. Boy, we ripped him this week or what? To which I say,
right.
Sure, why the hell not? Knock him down a couple of notches, right? Bring him back down to earth with his big, fat, little Julio ego. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Whether you're big and fat or little, teeny and tiny and skinny, whatever you are, you need a great mattress to sleep on. And if you get a good night's sleep, you feel refreshed and great. If you have a crappy mattress, you wake up in the morning and feel like you didn't sleep at all. Here's the answer. You should know it by now. Dial a mattress. You should know the number by heart. 1-800-MATTRESS, 1-800-MATTRESS. If you call them right now, in just a matter of hours, they'll be there knocking on your door when you want them to be there, any two-hour window. That's convenient for you. And you're guaranteed a great night's sleep for months and years to come. That's what I always do. Just a one simple call. The easiest piece of shopping you could ever do. They carry the best in the world, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, King Coil, every size, every style, unbeatable, everyday low prices, and the one you're looking for, the exact mattress you ordered, that's the one they got. No bait and swish. And Dollar Mattress gets more repeat and referral customers than anybody because they treat you right. They're number one in customer satisfaction. I guarantee you, I'll bet George's life on it. Once you buy a mattress from Dollar Mattress, you'll never go back to a showroom and buy it the old-fashioned way again. And when you buy your mattress from Dollar Mattress, the even better part of the news is they set it up for you and take away the crappy old smelly bedding for free. That's correct. Dollar Mattress sets up the new and takes away the old for free. So make that call right now. Dollar Mattress, toll-free, 1-800-MATTRES. That's 1-800-MATTRESS for Dollar Mattress, the easiest possible way to get you a great new bed. And be sure and tell them that old Neil and fat boy told you to call.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Eisner?
To the net.
Hey, man.
Hey, who's this?
It's Jeff. Hey, I was in your restaurant, and it smelled like Up Dog.
What is Up Dog?
I don't know. What's up, G? Yo, yo, yo. Get it?
No.
Okay.
Richard speaking. Would you like to place a catering order?
Hey, Richard.
Yes.
I was in your restaurant, my wife and I, and she was commenting, as I was, that it smelled like Up Dog.
Like what?
Up Dog.
What is Up Dog?
Nah, what's up with you, G? Get it?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Gesundheit. Hey, I was in your place, and it smelled like Up Dog.
What's up, Doc?
Not much. What's up with you, G?
Yeah, what's up, dog? What's happening, dog? Yeah, not much, yo.
I'm busy. What do you want?
Your place smelled like up, dog.
Okay, bye.
Get it? Yeah, hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I was in your place and it smelled like up dog.
What is up dog?
I don't know. What's up with you, G? Get it?
You know, there's something screwed up with our poll. I don't want to get Eric all hyperventilating, but it's stuck on 58 votes, and none of the new ones have changed at all. You see that?
Yep. Over here.
I just mentioned that. I don't want to get him all bent out of shape, get his knickers all knotted up. Facts from Ricky, who says, what about George Bush's candidate for the biggest ego, or would that be disrespectful to the administration? Would it be?
No.
He puffs out his chest when he walks in that arrogant smirk, leaning his elbow on the podium when he talks. I can barely stand to look at him these days. If you think Miami's bad, try Fort Myers, says Ricky. Love you and your show. Thanks, Ricky. And we put him on there right away, didn't we, George W. Bush? Put a lot of other ones on there, but they're not getting any more votes. What's going on, Eric? What's the story here, man?
Maybe you have to bring it down to put the other ones up.
Don't bring me down. He never did that before. Well, maybe because he's putting them on there in chunks. So maybe he's spewing chunks up there in Orlando. Probably too much of a breakfast. So Zach ate 5 pizzas on his way over there with the blind people. Hey, you should have seen that. Did you see the bag? Zach took a sack.
If he said 5.
The size of Mount Rushmore out of here yesterday. Must have been, I don't know how many pizzas were in that big sack, but it was overflowing at the top.
About 30, man.
Yeah, probably. And I asked him this morning, with a, and no apology, no guilt, no nothing. But he holds up 5 fingers. I held up 1. And he's rubbing his tummy like, you know, like the Buddha. And, of course, he takes him over to the blind people. You want to know why? They can't see how much he's eaten. There's probably 6 of those blind people at that lighthouse for the blind or wherever it was. And, you know, he takes 1 little pizza like that. Here's a slice for each one of you guys. Brought you each a slice. And you saw for yourself, California Pizza Kitchen, they brought 600 pizzas in yesterday. Don't do it again, Doreen. But the food was good. I had a nice shallot, huh? Don't do it again, Doreen. Here's the facts from Darren and Vince says, we love your show. Oh, and there was one other fact. Oh, here it is. Why does Miguel have the nickname Beaner Boy? You better get it right, mister. Oh, it's McCalla, miss, ma'am. Miguel is not Beaner Boy. Beaner Boy is Carlos.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, you should be wounded. No, you should be complimented. You only wish you looked like that. Although at least you wouldn't fart that bad. Why does Miguel have the nickname Beaner Boy? And also, would you ever consider having a webcam placed in your studio?
No.
You can air it on your website. McCallum, the answer is no. Believe me, you don't want to see me. You sure don't want to see Carlos. And you definitely don't want to see George. Oh, and most of the people that come in here.
I'm hot to trot, man. I don't know what you're talking
about. You're hot to trot? We'll see you at Pompano Park in the 4th race. We love your shows of late, especially the truth saying. Please, please keep it up. We keep your show playing loud in the orifice. It drives the goose steppers crazy, to which I say,
all right.
Yeah, we will keep it up. Talk about annoying, if not downright nauseating. In our gym, they air Y100 radio. That is nauseating. It's almost as much as bad as hearing Mark Morgan on WQAM. I'm Mark Morgan. God, is he just sickening. Let's find out about him. Does anybody know anything about him?
Well, he's friends. He's good friends with Joe and Mark.
Oh! That tells me everything I need to know. God, is he obnoxious on here. So, yeah, look, that hour in the morning, nobody wants to hear anybody that happy, okay, Mark? Happy is fine. We don't want to hear grumpy in the morning like Mo, but we want to hear, you know, pleasant. Pleasant but not overly happy, you know, because people are crawling out of bed. They're getting their gears going. They're like, hey, I'm Mark Morgan. You know, it's just a little bit over the top. Over the top, like Boog. Anyway, they're playing, there's a song on Y100 in a semi-heavy rotation, a slow ballad about serving the country or they gave their lives, etc. Embedded with the instrumental sections are sound bites of GW, newscasters, and other spokespersons lauding the personal sacrifice of our troops, but making direct references to the worthiness of their mission. To listen to it makes you feel that you were listening to a commercial for the war, not an elicitation of support for the troops sent into harm's way. That's an interesting, that's exactly what, troops sent into harm's way. That's right on, Darren and Vince. It's exactly like the Celine Dion Titanic song that featured snippets of the movie's characters whispering romantic epigrams. This, at least to us, is a new form of advertising. The Titanic people did it to sell more movies and recordings. It also was done with some Bruce Springsteen song for some other movie. The practice is repellent enough as a cross-media promotion, but for a war? And that's, you're right, that's what they're doing it for, to sell the war and the next one, too, and the one after that. Well, I forgot, it's all World War IV. That's what the Wolves man said. Pulled a Woolsey over our eyes. He said, Jorge is muy increíble, and Boca Brian is a Machia. P.S. We love the ones they knew to 1 hour. Mo bits, please. And also they want to hear Burt Bacharach. Oh, boy, a lot of requests today. I didn't realize it was all Request Friday, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What? What am I missing now?
Do you have
gunmen target entourage of rapper Snoop Dogg. Oh, boy. You know, there's a lot of dead rappers in the Naked City out there. Gunmen target the... And Walmart halts sale of toy guns in response to lawsuit. There's some good news, you fascist at Walmart. We hate you. That's one thing George is absolutely right about.
They're still selling the real guns, but...
No more toy guns. In other words, if you're going to shoot somebody with a gun from Walmart, we want to make sure that, yeah, it has the intended effect. God. Now, how come they took that off of there so quick about Snoop Doggy Dogg, huh? We don't have any information. Don't you think we ought to play something in honor of that?
Hey, kids. You tired of those old, boring sing-along tapes? Well, have we got something for you. It's fun. It's silly. It's straight from the hood. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg's Kitty Songs.
Yo, Snoop Dogg's in the nursery.
Snoop will help you learn your ABCs with his song, The ABC Song.
Yo, A to the B to the C, D, E, F, G, then an H and an I and a motherfucking J.
He'll sing songs about games you can play.
Ring around that rosy bitch. A pocket full of posy for my peeps, West Side.
And you can fall asleep with Snoop's lullabies.
Rock. Goodbye, baby, on that motherfucking treetop. When that wind don't blow, that cradle will rock.
And if you call now, you'll get a bonus. Snoop Dogg story time. Hear Snoop Dogg tell you the classic children's stories.
So, Snow White was a hoe, you know. Seven little brothers, one big you know she's shaking that around saying, yo, Grumpy, why don't you come over here and hump me?
So, call now and order Snoop Doggy Dogg's Skitty Songs. Call 1-800-DOGGY-SONGS.
Yo, this is the album that puts the motherfucker back in Mother Goose. Oh, yeah.
Order now.
954-560. Well, as soon as we get more about that, because I'm sure there are a lot of people concerned about that whole big contretemps. That's the big war going on, the East Coast rappers against the West Coast rappers, right? All this other stuff is small potatoes. Here's a fax that says, good morning, Neil. I've never been to the Masters. I've never played golf course, and I'm proud of it. Please, no golf talk if you have. Yeah, golf. Get it right, golf. At QAM, hopefully the tournament will be rained out, leaving those rednecks with their thing in their hands. I know you talk highly of Mad Dog, and I'm sure he's probably a good guy, but he's getting pretty bad on his show. Yesterday, he pulled a Hank and took a personal call on the air. He talked it up with his buddy Dennis for about 5 minutes. As far as an ego to your list, how about OJ, I Killed Nicole Simpson? Have a great weekend and back at you. Didn't we put him on there? Or did I forget? Oh, I forgot to tell you something. That's me. My bad. Fat Ass Limbaugh, who's already up to us 5 votes. We got that thing rolling now. Nice going, Eric. Get with it. O.J. Simpson. Got it? Alex Pinga Pequeña Pinellas. Did we put him on or not? No. Well, put him on. Get with it. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Okay, that's just the way. We don't have time for me to ask. Now that I'm trying to play Butch Boss, I don't have time to wait for some wimpy response. And George W. Bush, did we get the Bushmeister on there? W.? Here's a frustrated listener who faxes. Boy, the faxes are pouring in. God, it's somebody even mentioned to me yesterday, boy, when George isn't there, you sound so much happier and the show's so much better. They're just picking on George, aren't they? Although I think they got 2 excellent points. Frustrated listener says, I'm jonesing over here. Every time you play that censored version of the Condoleezza Rice song, I try singing the words in my mind, but I can't remember them all. Well, too bad. Because you won't hear them here. I need the job. I need a fix, man. If I gave you my P.O. box, will you send me the tape?
No.
No, we won't. By the way, Hank wins hands down. Frustrated listener. Well, just keep working on it, okay? Da 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 da. Come on, keep thinking. Keep thinking. Chevron something. Here's one that says, our soldiers have been ordered not to stare at the Iraqi women, which would be one of the easiest orders to obey ever given. That's bad. That's terrible. But like I said yesterday, the Iraqis are not what you'd call an especially, as a peoples. Not a beautiful people. They're not like the Swedes or the Danes or whatever. We've also been told not to ride on our tanks with our legs hanging down as it exposes the soles of our feet. Another no-no. Speaking of Miguel, by the way, have you ever noticed when the Muslims pray? I'm sure you have when they get on their magic carpets and they all get down and their ass is up in the air. Have you ever? And I always wonder because especially when they're in those mosques and there are large numbers of them, if they ever like, you know, I'm sure it must happen. Oh, Allah must be really pissed at that, huh? You just can't help it when you're down in that position and your
rectum
is up in the air like that, you know? Oh, jeez. Meanwhile, it says here Sodom may be hiding up north in the small area known as Herkut. that we are attacking now. Her coot. Old coot. I think he's an old coot with Mo. All those old coots. In fact, he's probably in Augusta with Mo. The old coots are hanging out together. Well, I sure wish I had that to look forward to this weekend. Watching a lot of golf. Man, that would make my life complete. Sitting around watching a bunch of assholes whacking a ball around. Oh, boring, boring, Mo. Golf. That tells you everything you need to know about him, which is why he is the official dead man. And I will dance on his grave. Oh, you listen, I'll put George to shame. I never see anybody dance up a storm. I already ordered the taps on all my other pair of shoes. Yeah. Tap dance. Like Willie T. Ribs. Man, it's going to be great. 957 at 560 WQAM. All you homeowners out there, when it, you know, it's getting hotter every day. Chilly at night, but getting hot during the daytime. Pretty soon it'll be 100 degrees in the shade. And you want to go out there and do a lot of dipping in that pool. But you take a look in the pool and you see it looks like crap. Here's the answer for you. If your pool is stained and dirty and cracking, don't look at that mess one more day. Just say, please, no more ugly pool, and call our good friends at Atlantic Marsite. They're not just pool guys. You see a lot of these pool guys got their little pickup trucks and they got that thing in the back, you know, that little net. That's a joke. These are a real construction company, folks. Got it? Who use full-time employees, not subcontractors. Atlantic Marsite specializes in the most incredible innovation at the pool business in a century, Diamond Bright. Atlantic Marsite's been pouring on Diamond Bright for 12 years. They are licensed and insured professionals who do a stupendous, unbeatable job. In fact, they're so good, they even train other companies internationally how to do diamond brighting right. And they'll give you the same price they give to the contractors. It is unbeatable. They serve North Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach, so call Atlantic Marsite. They're the biggest and the bestest installers of Diamond Bright anywhere in town. They'll come right to you, give you a free estimate with no obligation, and they also do a super job of pool and deck renovations, custom lighting, pool heating, and exotic water features, too. For the best job in the universe, call Atlantic Marsite toll-free, 1-800-558-8883. That's 1-800-558-8883. Diamond Bright, do it right, because Diamond Bright is a pool's best friend.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Friday, you bastard.
There comes a time in a young woman's life when she has to ask questions.
Mom, I have to ask you a personal question. Do you douche?
Sure I do. I use vinegar and water.
Why vinegar and water?
Because, silly, I'm Italian.
Hidden Valley Douche. In Italian, French, ranch, or new chunky blue cheese.
Oh, my! Oh, my!
Don't forget Big Joe Zagacki. He'll be here at 1 o'clock. The Mad Dog is on his way up north again to Michigan. He's already put in his tough four-day week. Seriously, he's got a better gig than I... Well, three? Was he only on 3 days this week? No, I think he was on four. Wasn't he here on Monday, and then he was in the Masters for... yeah. Don't be selling him short.
He said he wasn't here on Monday.
He was not here on Monday?
Baseball game.
Oh, yeah, that Miguel, he's on top of it, baby. What a tough week, man. This guy's got a gig, puts me to shame. He works a day or two here, a couple of days there. He drinks his green lizards up there in Augusta. He's sitting in his peach cobbler with an ice cream and all the Haagen-Dazs. And then he's off to Michigan again to go up there and take showers with his old buddies. By the way, Michigan lost the hockey semifinals, the Frozen Four, yesterday in Buffalo. Sorry about that. Also, Cornell got beat. Got robbed of a bad call on a goal that should have counted. But at any rate, New Hampshire and Minnesota in the final. Do you care about that?
No.
College championships, man. College hockey championships.
Oh, no.
Still don't care, asshole. Let's see. Here's one that says, how can you do a poll about egos and not include Rick Riley? Excellent point. Get him on there. Rick Riley. Spell it right. However you want. Like Life of Riley. P.S. Mark Morgan is also Mark Maddox on 97.3 The Coast. Hi, I'm Mark Maddox. I'm not Greg Maddox, and I'm pretty happy about it because he blows. Hey, Greg, time to hang it up, man. Poor Greg Maddox. By the way, we got your article already on our website by Paul Krugman, as always. Thank you, Rich Pachter. But the interesting thing of Rich's thing here is the facts, as usual. It says, Phil is conservative and always has been. He just put on Act for Us, I guess. Phil is conservative. Last night he went off on Garofalo, and anyone questioning the war couldn't listen to him. Not funny, clever, anything. Rest in peace, Phil, says F him, it says.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're sure. We took a vote, Phil. Screw you. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but it's just such a sellout, such a cop-out for a guy who puts on his thing as being Mr. Cutting Edge, Mr. Anti-Establishment, Mr. Contrary. Same with Howard Sperm. It's amazing to me how few people in this country have got the balls. That's why Janine Garofalo and Susan Sarandon, any of these people, I tip my hat to them if I wore a hat. I'll tip your hat, okay, to these people. Not just because I happen to agree with them, but because they got the courage of their own convictions, and they have the audacity to stand up at a time when everybody keeps trying to, this is just like Vietnam all over again. It smacks so bad. And I understand that we got a lot of punks out there who weren't alive during those years. But those of us who were remember exactly the same thing. Oh, you can't question the government. You're going to hurt the troops over there. No, it wasn't us that was hurting the troops. It was the goddamn government that sent over there to be butchered and slaughtered. That's who hurt them. God almighty. What, like I said the other day, what is it that we're fighting for if not for the freedoms that we used to have? And I underline used to have. If we're not fighting for that, then what's the point? Are we fighting for, like, all the fast food joints? Is that what America's all about? Another McDeath on every street corner? Another Burger King with that goddamn Goodyear tire rubber that they sell as meat? Who are you kidding, man?
When I was in high school and we were studying the Vietnam War, one of the biggest thoughts that came to my head is that couldn't happen again. We're too cynical now to let that happen again.
Right. Now, look at this. Talk about desperate. This isn't from Joe. This is from New England Paul. But I guess he figures I'm not going to read his faxes, so now he's writing it with a different name. I'm sure it must be. What kind of crap? We want to hear Ryan, but the last guy, no golf talk. We're not, just relax, okay? All requests doesn't mean we're playing all bits, so they just calm down, New England Paul, and quit trying to pretend to be somebody else. What the hell did Miguel just bring me here? Oh, thank you, like I said. Investigators say on three occasions, I got to go back to the beginning. A Dade police officer who allegedly preferred patrolling the VIP lounge of a strip joint to the streets of Dade County was arrested yesterday on charges he falsified his timesheets to cover his naughty encounters. How do you like that? Exposed, Sergeant Felix Martinez, a 19-year veteran of the North Dade Patrol Squad. Investigators say on three occasions, January 28th, February 4th, and 9th, Martinez received nude dances in a private VIP room at the Master's Gentleman's Cabaret, 5325 Northwest 77th Avenue in unincorporated Dade County, while on duty and in uniform. I hope he didn't get his uniform soiled. The dancer was a stripper-turned-confidential informant who needed him to fix her driver's license, a report states. Martinez could not be reached for comment yesterday. According to an affidavit filed by the Dade State Attorney's Office, here's what happened. The dirty dancing took place in the club's VIP room, which rents out for about $200 a pop. But the service was provided to Martinez free of charge. Oh! Martinez, 41, and the dancer, age unknown, worked out the details of the agreement about midnight January 24. He was on duty and in uniform, as was she. Martinez said he would take care of two open arrest traffic warrants in exchange for a personal show. And she said, show enough. Later that morning, between 4:26 and 4:39 a.m., Martinez went to the Dade Policeman's Criminal Justice Information System, obtained the dancer's driving records, or the driver's dancing records. He later prepared a motion for relief regarding the two arrest warrants and filed it with the Clerk of Court's Traffic Division. How do you like that? 4 days later, she danced for him as promised. A week later, she did so again. The next day, February 5th, Martinez visited the Richard Gerstein, the Dick Gerstein Criminal Justice Building, and paid the fees for the dancer to attend traffic school. That same day, he reminded her she owed him a future dancing performance in March or April. Oh, brother, this is beautiful. Well, you see, times are tough for some of these guys since they closed down those whorehouses and the other cops are running a couple years ago. With those underage, with those 16 and 17-year-old girls. I'm sorry. When Martinez became the prime suspect as being the leak in an ongoing investigation, police put a mobile tracking device on his car. That's when police discovered Martinez's lies about his daily activities and falsified timesheets. Investigators say between February 5 and March 20th, Martinez, who's paid $33.22 an hour, almost as much as Beaner Boy, cheated taxpayers out of 54 hours and 53 minutes of his services, or $1,835.32 of alleged duping. He engaged in a systematic and continuous pattern of falsifying official documents with a corrupt intent to gain a benefit for himself, according to the affidavit, a benefit for himself. As the motion he prepared in the dancer's name, investigators say Martinez falsified information, forged the confidential source's signature, and subsequently instructed her to lie to the court regarding her previous failures to appear so that her testimony would be consistent with the falsified information in the motion for relief, which is what he wanted, relief.
Squirt.
Police say Martinez may have leaked confidential information regarding active investigations, including one at Master's Gentleman's Cabaret. He's been charged with one count of unlawful compensation, 9 counts of official misconduct, and 1 count of grand theft. And he said it was grand. How do you like that, huh? Man, oh, man, these are some of the same people, I'm sure, who are busy pointing the finger, just like up there in Broward, the good old BS. Oh, and by the way, I don't want to pick on a BSO, because that story... The guy that called yesterday, he had his thumb on it. Thank you, by the way, whoever called me yesterday about the two scumbags that committed suicide. Saved the state a lot of money. At least, we don't have to go through, the family doesn't have to go through a long song to dance, the family and friends of the trooper. Well, what a tragedy.
Oh, did you hear that the guy
over hubcaps?
And the guy was accidentally there. He was filling in for somebody.
Right. It was the first time he had been in that location. A rookie cop. Good guy. 25 years old. And they were stealing hubcaps from Cadillacs. That was their scam. But like I said, they saved the taxpayers in the state a lot of money by offing themselves. And we're very glad they did that. Pieces of crap. Oh, look at this. Here we go. I told you it wouldn't take long, NBC, to make a movie about rescued POW Jessica. Oh, yeah. Saving Private Jessica. Says here NBC is hurrying a development of a movie about the rescue of POW Jessica Lynch. The network's meeting with potential writers and producers for the made-for-TV film intended to wear early in the 2003-04 season. A network spokesman said yesterday, NBC's attempting to get official rights to her story, willing to proceed with a script based on news reports, other public information, Daily Variety said yesterday. CBS is reportedly considering pitches for a Lynch TV movie, but has yet to decide whether to proceed. So NBC's going to hop right on it. Just like they did on that Saddam thing. He's dead. His two sons are dead. Oops.
And even if they don't get the family's approval, they're going to go ahead with it anyway.
Well, that's nice. That's really nice, okay? That's because they can make some money off of this poor young thing. Who was traumatized and terrorized and had both of her legs broken and one broken arm and a couple of bullet holes as well. Now, we can't let her just heal up and go on with her life. Get out of here. Oh, Chip Reed. Yeah, there's Chip Reed on MSNBC who's also peddling the soft talk. Yeah, there's no chaos here. There's no chaos. And in the background, you know, they're only stealing stuff that they really need, like stereos and TVs and pop-up toasters and tires. Those big. You see the way they're wheeling those big-ass tires down the road? Those will fit great on their donkeys. Huh? Those donkeys will be happy as a pig in spit. That's it. Lift up the hood, man. That's what we told him, oh, this morning. Lift up the hood, and his piece fell right off. And they're opening the trunk. They're just packing all kinds of good stuff in there. In fact, I think what we ought to do, they brought back in Florida that thing where they have the tax-free shopping days in the summertime during the dog days of summer.
Good.
They're bringing that back this year so you can shop for a few days, and I don't remember the dates. I think what they ought to do is just have cost-free days. Where everything is free, since free is so popular here in town. Just back your car up, whatever your favorite store is, open up the trunk and, you know, take a bunch of crap out of there. How's that sound? Sounds good.
Oh.
We'll let you know when it's coming. 10 past 10 at 560 WQM. The Panthers and Heat, forget about them. They're done for the season. So is college basketball. The Marlins off to another poor season. Are the Heat done for the season? I thought Michael Motorcycle was playing tonight here.
He is.
Hey, Steve Wolf, you better get with it, but they're done. Stick a fork in them. They're done. So is college basketball done. Marlins off to a marginal start, although they won last night. Anybody care?
No.
Another putrid crowd. Anyway, there's still some live action going on where you can be a winner and have a great time. Pompano Park Harness Track is open for great live harness racing 4 nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday like tonight, and Saturday too. First post time 7:15, general parking, general admission free. Come out to Pompano Park, enjoy the thrill of nighttime horse racing action, enjoy the sounds of the thundering hooves coming down the stretch, and cheer home a winner from the rail. Pompano Park has got the live horse racing action you want, plus thoroughbred highline harness racing simulcasting from all across North America, starting at noon every day, 7 days a week. Tonight is the $25,000 final of the Valley Victory Trotting Series, featuring stakes record holder Sweet Count taking on Emrene Levesque, ZZ's Balance, and Wild Rush, plus world-class drivers Brian Sears. Man, Brian, you're unbelievable, baby. You're the best. Bruce Ranger, who's pretty damn good himself, Kevin Wallace, and Wally Hennessy, who's good when he feels like it in every race. And don't forget, every Wednesday at Pompano Park is Dollar Night for draft beer, hot dogs, sodas, and more. How's it going, Wally? How's it going, eh? Pompano Park, don't forget, 7:15 is post time tonight. Got a big card, and of course, again, tomorrow night. Located just a block south of Atlantic Boulevard on Powerline Road. Pompano Park, horsepower you can plunge your guts out on. Bring a briefcase full of money.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
With the sewer of this place.
Yo, 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 let's rate Mo. Radio Big Show.
Oh.
That's how we pass the time away in the gay old jail of Oz.
Oh, my goodness. Aldi Shock and Awe has declared jihad on my colon. What to do?
I have also suffered from the same disorder.
But, Omar, how do you solve such a problem?
It's easy. Just start your day with a hearty bowl of Total Fruit and Fiber cereal. It is jam-packed with vitamins and minerals, and it has all the essential nutrients that one will need when hiding in a bunker all day.
That is the plan I am putting into action because I am running like a Republican god chased by the 1st U.S. Marine Division. Oh, here I go again.
Total Fruit and Fiber cereal. Just what you need to stop the jihad in your pants.
10:15. Maybe that's what Miguel had before, a little jihad in his pants. Boy, he left some fumes in the air. Miguel was lighting candles. You would have thought that it was Yom Kippur. 181 votes on the poll. Who has the biggest ego in the universe? Mo Howard David has got 56. Rush Limbaugh is moving up very fast, though. He's the late addition. He's up there to 29.
With talent on loan from God.
Oh, God. I mean, how can anybody listen to that crap? Just a big pompous bag of right-wing wind, man. You can almost smell it right through the speaker. I'm supposed to talk louder. We can't hear. That's right. Every time I worry about my plugged-up left ear, I should think about him, okay? I should kiss the radio. Rush Limbaugh, 29. Don Rumsfeld, 27. Every time I see Rumsfeld's puss on the screen, I'll hear in the back. I hear them boots coming, baby. Hermann Goering Jr. lives. Beville come and get you. Howard Stern, 14. Neil Rogers, 11, tied with Hank Goldberg, 11. Couple of fat Jews. Steve, Mr. Ego Kane, has got 10. George Rodriguez, 6. George W. Bush, 6. Larry King, 4. Larry King, 4.
Loan me $50.
Donald Trump's got 3. Rick Sanchez, a pair. O.J. Simpson, 1. Rick Riley, 1. And Alex Pinkham, Pecania, Pinellas don't have any. I never thought about him having a big ego, just he's a putz. Huh? Although he does want to run for the Senate. Now there's something good to be said for that. Get him out of town. Get him out of town. Get him out of South Florida.
He's still going to have a say in our crap.
I don't care. He can do more damage here than he can in the Senate. Plus, if he's going to be a Democrat, you'd understand that. Even though, of course, he did that putrid, that nasty in 2000, you know? Kind of like, well, he's nervous. Very nervous about his constituency down here. That's right. A lot of his constituents, kind of like Goose Step on the weekend, they walk around there with their arm at that 45-degree angle, them little mustaches they paste on. Anyway, here's a fax that says, Blues rules. 6-0, the Blues beat Vancouver last night, the Canucks. Don't be nodding your head. You wouldn't know the Vancouver Canucks. You wouldn't know Eddie Jovanovski if he came here and high-sticked you in the head. Am I right? You wouldn't know Trevor Linden from Trevor Ritchie.
Who?
Trevor Ritchie, one of the outstanding drivers on the OJC circuit up there in Ontario, eh? In spite of what my friend Dick Feinberg says about Randy Waples and Chris Christopherou and Andy Kerwin, all those other great drivers up there, Steve Condren. Who are you kidding, Dick? Anyway, it says, where did George go on his vacation? The Masters? Yes, as a matter of fact. He's a little upset. He's been rained out. But like the Mad Dog, while it's been pouring outside, he's been pouring inside a lot. Add to your list Wayne Huizenga. You're absolutely correct. He'll get a ton of votes. They hate you, Wayne. They hate you. Phil and Mark in Mudgate says, a lot of these people get an education now. And this is a scary thing that's going on, boys and girls, especially with Cheap Channel owning almost every goddamn station and wanting to own a lot more. Wanting to own a lot more. And Michael Powell, who just happens to be Roland Colin Powell's son and chairman of the FCC, says, oh, sure, why not? Like Dayton Allen used to say, why not? You don't remember Dayton Allen. He was great. He was a panic. Boca Bryan remembers Dayton Allen. Retro Boca. Phil, anyway, says, I was driving home from work yesterday, desperately searching for anything remotely worth listening to on the swill available on South Florida Radio after 1 p.m. Don't knock the Mad Dog.
All right.
I turned my dial to Big 106, all repeat, all day classic rock, when they started to play a commercial of sickening patriotic pro-war puke. They do this all day, it seems, and I can usually ignore it, except this time they played some macho punk whining that the war protesters are un-American. I'm going to tell you something. If that stuff doesn't stop, I'm going to crap right out there in the lawn. I just can't stand that. You're un-American because you won't goose-step along with whatever the government does. It's just outrageous. It's stupid on the face of it. It's idiotic. I found out later that Big 106, of course, is another Clear Channel station to which you are...
Absolutely correct, sir.
And they're among the many other brainwashed far-right media outlets. Big 106, you suck and your music sucks worse, says Phil and Mudgate. How do you like that, David Ross, you jackass? Huh? Your music blows. Your whole mentality blows. The brainwashing of America. Let's buy up every goddamn radio station. And then, of course, since we're buddy-buddy with the administration with the goose-steppers, they'll let us buy up every all the ones we don't have yet. And then we can just continue pounding out crappy music and propaganda nonstop, 24-7, as they say.
You asshole!
Right. You tell them, Mo. You tell them. Speaking of same old, neurotic repetition, in the Herald today, a column that's kind of hidden, new Grammy fight brewing, question mark. I'm so worn out from this crap, it's enough to make me want to get out of this town.
Oh, the Latin Grammys?
Yeah, what Grammys did you think, okay? What other Grammys did you think it was? God, get with it. You think it was something about Shania Twain?
The Beaner Grammys?
I love Shania Twain. Anyway, look at this, most conflict of interest. Now, what is this? This is pretty interesting. Let's read it live right on the air. It says, Although there were a number of worthy contenders, I voted for Mo because none of the others displayed levels of haughty self-importance and pomposity that the Mo-E-Meister spews or the Mo-Meister spews over the airways on a daily basis. Another thing, ever notice whenever anyone criticizes Jay Fiedler, Mo jumps to his defense and mutes the criticism. My thought is, how can somebody like Mo, who's involved in for-profit commercial ventures with Fiedler, present himself as an impartial, credible commentator on Fiedler's performance, or more accurately, non-performance? Well, who said he was credible? Anybody ever say Mo was credible?
No.
No. It seems another sad example of Mo's nihilistic nebbishness. What more can one say? I think you said it well. In closing, thank you, Neil God, for sending the rainstorm over Augusta, sparing us more master speak. Oh, I worked on it very hard. And the golf tournament, too. If it's not too early, have a happy Pesach, it says. Thank you, Robin. Back at you. Don't eat too much Pesadicky candy. Not too much Pesadicky. P.S. to George, you worked so hard on the North Carolina house. Why not extend your stay up there a few months? Carlos has things under control. We agree with that. Nice facts, by the way.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Not that we don't miss George. I mean, we're not trying to pick on George. You know, when he comes back, people will be giving him spy reports. Boy, the two of them really just reamed you an ass when you were gone. Well, why not? He, you know, he's used to it.
We love George.
Here's one that says, I have to agree with the earlier facts about Phil Henry's show. I tuned in last night hoping for the best. All I heard was him whining about how brave he is for having a pro-war opinion. What? Brave for having a pro-war opinion, how he'll be blacklisted and his TV pilot rejected? We're just hearing about all the pilots are being rejected for having an anti-war opinion, okay? Has this man ever looked into the mirror? I sure hope not. He'd break it. Nobody wants to look at his fat, bald, pasty face with the one half eye half closed on TV. There are a lot of ugly, successful people on TV, but Phil beats him hands down. He should be on your poll for the biggest ego because he's taking himself way too serious. From now on, I plan to listen to his show in the off position. How do you like that?
Are you sure?
Yeah, she's sure, or he or it or whoever. Who's it from? From Kelly. Kelly's sure. Kelly Arena. How's Mark Morgan? I can't get him out of my mind on Mark Morgan and Boog Shambi. It's the Radio Pukester Show. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Have a great weekend.
The DJ from Treasure Island is also one of those rock and roll DJs.
He's a DJ, okay? There's nothing wrong with a rock and roll DJ, although sometimes they overdo a little bit like that car we got somewhere. Let's see. Here's a fax that says, have you ever seen our women in uniform? They're so hot, it's unbelievable. CNN should put up, what is it? The handwriting is awful. How will we attract these steamy females when they come home? I don't think my Honda with the I can't read anything. Okay, start go take some lessons in what do they call your handwriting skills? In handwriting skills, there must be a word for it.
Penmanship.
Anyway, new Grammy fight brewing? Same old tired crap. All I can say is,
incredible.
Oh God! When in doubt, they just wear us out with the same old. Man, would you get something new? Fidel's gotten everybody whipped up down there. He's all the dissidents. Everybody, he doesn't like the way they look. They're all getting in a slammer for 20 years. He's losing control again. I guess he wants attention. He's jealous now. Said, I've got all the attention. Now Fidel would like some. I say, hey, we'll go for that. Just over the weekend, we could take care of that. Bearded piece of turd. But in this town, what are they worried about? Not Fidel, not Saddam, not George W., not the future of the universe, but South Florida leaders carefully negotiated for months to bring the Latin Grammys Award show to Miami this year, but city commissioners still hope the organization doesn't invite entertainers from Cuba to the gala event. Oh, my God. Led by Commissioner Tomas Regalado, commissioners voted 4-0 yesterday to urge Grammy organizers to refuse to recognize or invite any Cuban artists because of the country's recent crackdown on the dissidents. If it wouldn't have been for that, it would have been for some other reason having to do with Fidel. Mayor Manny Diaz, who for months aggressively angled to bring the show to South Florida, walked a diplomatic tightrope over the subject. He said he agreed with the resolution but gave his assurance that he would not pull his welcome of the Latin Grammys if organizers do not comply. So in other words, he's going to have it both ways. He agrees with them, but he agrees with, you know, he's all over the place. He's right down on a tightrope while the Sun is printing up some more money. A dispute over the location of exile demonstrations planned to protest the possible appearance of Cuban artist that drove the show away from Miami in 2001. This year, civic leaders lured back the show in part by convincing organizers that the political climate had changed. Oh, yeah, the political climate in South Florida has changed. Make no mistake about it. Oh, my God. But Regalado said the city needs to punish the Cuban government for its human rights violations, and Latin Grammy officials should deliver a message that they, too, will not tolerate that type of behavior. I didn't know that the recording artists were the ones who were calling the shots in the government there. Do you know that?
Had no idea.
I didn't know Fidel sang this this year.
That doesn't punish anybody but us down here.
This is not crazy. This is fair, Regalado said. Asked if he would support protests against the ceremony, he said, I wouldn't just support it, I'd be protesting. He'd be in it. You're an asshole, Tomas. If the Latin Grammys do invite Cuban artists, Regalado said he'll propose that the city not provide any funding for the show. Here we go again, for the show. The Cuban government has recently taken, well, we know that. Grammy officials declined to comment on the resolution because they said they hadn't reviewed it, but it said we will not sway their position about inviting Cuban artists to the show. Latin Recording Academy spokesman Ron Roker said nominees will not be known until later this year, but said all artists who are nominated will be extended an invitation. Well, good for you, Ron. Regalado's sudden proposal at Thursday's commission meeting caught commissioners by surprise because the matter wasn't even on the agenda. On the agenda. When Commissioner Angel Gonzalez seconded the resolution for discussion, Commissioner R. Teal Jr. shot back, there's nothing to discuss. Other than Commissioner Johnny Winton, who was absent for part of the meeting, all the commissioners supported the resolution, of course, because they're all fearful. But some said they didn't out of respect for Regalado's constituents, not because of their personal stance on the issue. They're just goose-stepping along. They don't have the balls to say, hey, this is crazy. You're hurting the community again. You're going to take away a lot of money. We're going to get embarrassed once again and look like the banana republic that we really are from coast to coast, pillar to post. They'll yank it out, put it back in L.A., and we'll be sitting here holding our schlong in our hands. That's what it's going to be. Because this obnoxious little group of people, of little dictatorial-minded assholes, they run Dade County. They got it in their hand. And you live in Dade County? You live in Dade County, Beaner boy?
Embarrassed.
I think you ought to. We got some great overpasses and underpasses in Broward.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Want to? Okay, I think we got. Let me get a little bit more compression going here. I'd love to hear myself gravel. I got pipes, man. Hey, 75 degrees in the Magic City. Hey, we're broadcasting live. Hold on a second. Let me stop that over. 75 degrees in the Magic City. Here's another great song all over your radio dial. Come on down with it. We're going to get down tonight. We're going to get groovy. It's the right time of it. Well, what the hell am I talking about?
You're a bastard.
The Interpost, baby. The puker. That's in honor of Mark Morgan and Boog Shambi, the puker. Let's have a puking society. Huh? In fact, I think we do have. A lot of people, when they look at those pictures you put on our website, they're going to be puking all weekend. But they need to see them. Who do you think has got the biggest ego? That's our poll question over the weekend on our website right now, neilrogers.com. Mo Howard David has a firm hold on first place, 62. Rush Limbaugh's moving up, Fat Ass Limbaugh, 39. With Talent on Loan from God. Talent on Loan from...
Oh, God.
Rumsfeld, 38. No, actually, I'm take that back. I was looking like cockeyed at that. He didn't have that means God.
It's not just
that's not
his
it.
Baby.
No! Can you believe that happened? That's your fault. How'd you do that?
He wears it.
Yeah, he put an evil spell. Look at that. It's popping up all over the place.
Telepathic powers.
Bitch detergent. I never even played that bit. Where the hell did that come from? That is a shocker. I think he put an evil spell in here. Like I said, Rumsfeld's got...
About 30, man.
Thank you. George W. Bush has 20. Howard Sperm, 18. Yours truly, 14 for Neil Rogers, 13 for Frank Goldberg. I'm one ahead of the humper. Mr. Ego, Steve Kane's got 10. George Rodriguez, 8. Larry King, 5. Rick Sanchez, 3. Donald Trump's got 3. Alex Pinga Pequeña Pinellas has a pair. Tiny. O.J. Simpson's got 1. Rick Riley, 1. And we just put H. Wayne Hypinga on there. We don't have any yet, but he will. He will. UCF Kenny, who alternately on alternate days he loves me, other days he hates me. But today, he's got a suggestion for the pool. At least he's listening. That's all that counts. Jenny with a butt. I've heard tons of J-Lo stories about the way she treats people all involving the phrase, don't you know who I am? That's right, put her on there, J-Lo. She's a bitch is what we're hearing. I'm not saying that for a fact, but that's what we're hearing from lots and lots of people. You know how many people told me that?
About 30, man.
Cuba sentences last of 75 dissidents. The last jail sentences in a crackdown on Cuba's opposition were announced as Secretary of State Colin Roland Powell condemned the campaign as despicable repression. Despicable repression. The series of trials, none of them lasting more than a day, has been criticized by governments and human rights groups around the world. Cuba's government has said the trials are necessary to save its socialist system from increased hostility from Washington. These 75 dissidents have received sentences of up to 28 years. There has never been anything similar to this in the history of Cuba, said Elizardo Sanchez, whose Cuban Commission on Human Rights and National Reconciliation has monitored the arrest and trials. You know, this is real. I agree with him 5,000%. But when some of our South Florida Cuban community understands that freedom in this country is really in jeopardy in Dade County, then we might accomplish something first. Let's take care of that first, then we'll get on to Fidel. Makes sense to me. People that scream a lot about freedom, but don't care about anybody else's in their own community, they, you know, don't hold much water with me.
Don't even know the definition of that word.
Yeah, that's right. Liberty para Cuba. Well, how about for us? How about for Dade County? How about for everybody who wants to speak their opinion? Comunista, comunista, you know. It's the same old sack of tired crap that's been going on here for 23 years, and it's never going to stop. We always be the same. Always inflamed by the same assholes, like Tomas Regalado and all the other radio and TV commentators, but the same pandering to the same old coots.
I was an altar boy with Tomas Regalado Jr.
Oh, no. How was he?
The priest said he was great.
WQAM.
Yes, Neil, how you doing? You forgot somebody on the
Well, let's go. Let's get to it.
Rick Sanchez.
He's on there.
Oh, he is. I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Have a good day, sir.
And back to you. He's got three votes, by the way. He's going to have four in a second. This guy's going to race to the to anybody's computer he can find. NeilRogers.com. Spell it right. N-E-I-L-R-O-G-E-R-S. Don't be putting a D in that Rogers, okay? Don't be sticking no D. Don't be N-E-A-L. Some people spell it K-N-E-E-L. That's how Mo spells it. The late Mo. Late Mo Howard David. 244 votes. Wayne still don't have any. Come on, you can do better than that. Are you kidding me? I'm embarrassed by that. How about a little inspiration? Come on, I'm looking for it.
Wayne Meisinger.
Yeah, a little inspiration for the Wayne Meister. Pockmarked, bald-headed geek that stuck it to everybody. And we still got Pro Player Stadium over there, and now we found out yesterday, 4 years they've been out of business. But he's too cheap to take the signs down, put something temporary up there, or even have the class to rename it Joe Robbie Stadium until they get a new sponsor. 4 years, and they can't get a new sponsor for that stadium. Like I said, Wayne, they all hate you. WQAM.
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Listen, earlier this week you read an article in reference to the Carlisle Group, and I went to your website to try to find the article, but I was unable to locate it.
Right.
Can you give me the website that you located that article at?
Well, I'll tell you what. Do we still have that story, Carlos?
Yeah, we should have it in the feature section. I'll get it, and you can say it on the air.
Okay, just keep listening. I'll find it for you.
Okay, and I tried to click to the feature section because it said what you had on this week would be on that section, but
right.
My computer wouldn't let me go to it. And you said something came from the Portugal Sun or something?
Yeah, that's right, from the Lisbon, Portugal, right. You know, we know the story you're talking about. In fact, I think I may still have it here. I may have saved that.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a copy of it and show it to some
friends. Okay, hang on 1 second, and let me thumb through. Let me stick my thumb in it.
Okay.
Because I think I still saved that one. I hope I did.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And while you're talking on the records of Fox News yesterday, so I have been listening to you so much, so I flipped over to it. And the man at the end of the telecast, the guy had the nerve to say fair and balanced. And guess who he had on as a panel? Britt Hume, Bill Kristol, Mark Kondracki, and Fred Barnes. And he had the nerve to say fair and balanced. What the hell was the balance?
All he needed was Heinrich Himmler to fill out the. I can't. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Here it is, the right on the bottom. Wouldn't you know it? My luck. It's from the Portugal News, and it was on a Common Dreams website, commondreams.org.
Common Dreams.
And it was, the date was last Friday, April 4th, commondreams.org.
Commondreams.org, April 4th. Thank
right.
you, sir.
Okay, you bet. Have a great day. U.S. Arms Group heads for Lisbon. That's the headline. And I'm glad he inspired me, you know, because I have this other story about Halliburton. It's not long, a bedtime story, but it's very important. By Elizabeth Becker in today's New York Times, details given on contract Halliburton was awarded. How do you like that? All that business about, well, they're not going to get in there. Yeah. The Pentagon contract given without competition. Let me read that one part of the sentence again. The Pentagon contract given without competition to a Halliburton subsidiary to fight oil wells in Iraq, oil well fires, is worth as much as $7 billion over 2 years, according to a letter from the Army Corps of Engineers that was released today. When are you people going to wake up and understand that a bunch of gypsies, tramps, and thieves have taken over your country? They stole the election. Now they're stealing your tax money and giving it to the rich and to the big corporations. And you people are sitting back there saying, oh, all you, you're a bunch of un-American, unpatriotic. When are you going to wake up and get the message? What does it take? Is there any hope?
No.
No, the uneducated masses out there, manipulated by a few images they see on her little 23-inch TV screen. God, Howard Beale was right. The contract also allows Kellogg, Brown, and Root, The Halliburton subsidiary earned as much as 7% profit, which could amount to almost $500 million. $490 million, it says. $500 million. Round it off. The Corps released these new details in a letter to Representative Henry Waxman, Democrat of California, and one of the two senior lawmakers who asked the GAO to investigate how the Bush administration is awarding contracts for the reconstruction of Iraq. The reconstruction effort could cost up to $100 billion and become one of the most lucrative building programs in decades. No! Are you listening to every word of this? It could become one of the most lucrative building programs in decades. The contract to Kellogg, Brown, and Root was cited in the lawmakers' request of the GAO.
Oh!
The investigative arm of Congress, Mr. Waxman, and Representative John Dingbat, Democrat of Michigan, asked that special attention be paid to allegations that Halliburton has received special treatment from the administration. Vice President Dick Cheney was Halliburton's chief executive from 1995 till 2000 when he left the company to run for vice president. Mr. Cheney received over $30 million in compensation, Mr. Waxman said.
Loan me $50.
Right. Since the attacks of 9/11, Kellogg, Brown, and Root has won significant additional business from the federal government and the Pentagon. It has built cells for detainees at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba and is the exclusive logistics supplier for the Navy and the Army, providing services like cooking, construction, power generation, and fuel transportation. How do you like that? A bunch of crooks are running the government, and everybody's running around waving a flag. You flag wavers, man. If it's for the troops, great, okay? We love the troops. We weep for the troops that were butchered over there and the ones that are still being held prisoner, and God only knows what's happening to them if they're still alive. We weep. The real patriots weep for these people who have been used and manipulated, whose lives have been thrown in a trash can for a bunch of greedy-ass robbers. And that's what they are. Robbers. Peddled this damn thing. And then they had a woman on yesterday who was one of her relatives was killed in 9/11 at the World Trade Center, and she's on her, a black lady from New York, and she's carrying on about, oh, we have to do this, 9/11 and Sodom, 9/11 and Sodom, we can't forget. What the hell did Sodom have to do with 9/11? They have, you got to hand it to them, man, they've done such an unbelievable job. They made the linkage. That's what they had to do. On the anniversary of 9/11, remember that? That's when they started doing it. That's when they really went gung-ho. They knew it would work.
How about that story that you have that, that Iraq's been planned for a long time before 9/11.
Right. And how about the story we have from Hans Blix that's on our website today, who says they didn't give a crap about weapons of mass destruction. That was just a ruse. They were just playing with us. Hans Blix says that it's on our website today, boys and girls. Oh, and you know what? This is grotesque, the Robert Fisk story, but I'm going to read it anyway. Where the hell have I got that here? I got it right here, and I'm going to get to it momentarily. Just a few bedtime stories. Final proof that the war is about the failure of the human spirit by Robert Fisk. It's enough to make you cry. And then take a look at the pictures on our website that Carlos, that Beaner Boy put on there. He had to put blinders on to put them on there. They're so great. And keep in mind, those are just a few images. We don't have the one of that little boy with his arms blown off that Leonard Pitts wrote about in the Herald this morning. Both arms blown off. And he's saying to the doctors, can you please get me my arms back? Can somebody please get me my arms back? And yet all some of you mindless assholes can think about are the images. Oh, did you see them people parading around waving their flags and all excited pulling the statues down? This wasn't about images. This was about real living and breathing people once upon a time, about real blood. That not just a bunch of silly orchestrated images on propaganda TV. Because everybody and their brother now has been intimidated except just a small handful of us and a goose-stepping into line. And I'm disgusted. I'm nauseated. I am embarrassed to be an American right now. I'm humiliated. I'm degraded by it. To see the level of thinking, the level of lack of balls that exist in this country, and then people that do come along and have balls, let's get them, let's boycott them, all that crap, okay? As opposed to saying, well, we disagree with you, but you got it right. No, we can't just do that. Same as the McCarthy era in the 50s, let's blackball them, let's have some witch hunts, let's get them. Sick. Sick, and let me say it again, like I said a couple of weeks ago, each and every one of you who supported this in any tangible way, just take a look at your hands. Like that article by Jimmy Breslin said, you can't wash the blood off your hands. You can scrub with Ajax and Comet and all the cleanser that you can find, and you'll never wash the blood of those people off your hands. I'm not just talking about the Iraqi people, the American people, the British people. What am I getting so worked up about? 1042 at 560 QAM. Hey, I'll tell you somebody who's worked up, the Beast. The Beast has lost 60 pounds. Today is Beast Day. It's Beast Day Friday. And he better have a real good report on this scale over here to my left. He's lost 60 pounds the easy, delicious way, balance for life. And I want to tell you, and this is the truth, since I've been back, I'll tell you the truth, like we said on that poll the other day, to be honest with you. The food this time from Balanced Fries just keeps getting better and better and better. The Reuben wraps and all those great omelets and good stuff, it's delicious. So you don't have to figure anything out. You don't have to go to the store and do any shopping and ask yourself, what am I going to buy? What can I eat? No cooking, no cleaning, no worries, no calorie counting, no carb counting, just great, delicious food that they bring right to your door by 6 o'clock every morning. Your house, your work, wherever you are, 3 gourmet meals and 2 delicious snacks are in your little black sack. Nothing frozen, no artificial ingredients, no preservatives, no crap, just great, fresh, delicious meals. And you get to choose between 2 choices for each meal every day that you're on the Balance for Life program. And the weight just pours off your body. And believe you me when I tell you, there's plenty of food in there to keep you satisfied all day long. How long can you afford to be overweight, out of shape, lethargic, diabetic, dying over there? Stop it. Lose the weight, look better, and feel a lot better, too, and live longer. Balance for Life is the place to call. 954-568-3229. 954-568-3229, or check them out on the web at balanceforlife.com and lose it once and for all.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Yes, dudes.
Yes.
The Middle Eastern world will be exploded. Saddam had people killed with the gas that we sold him. First time aggressor nation and the only one that's going. Now more blood will be spilled to get that oil flowing. Forget about Korea and the nukes they're toting. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our head that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. Thousand people killed are now forgotten. Let's exploit them instead. Hey, there's oil to be gotten. Going after Saddam to placate Osama. There's no longer mention of the name Bin Laden, but no one seems concerned. All comfy and complacent, believing every word of this cartel administration that controls us by fear through media manipulation. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. The loss of civil rights is the price that we're paying. We're all suspects now, Nazi Ashcroft is saying. I have nothing to hide, table talkers all are saying. Blind, obedient cattle don't have any reservation about unprovoked battle and world annihilation. Old regimes must fall and Halliburton installed with no objection at all. Democrats don't have the balls and the right wing is drilling it over and over into our brainwashed heads. Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. Only Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction.
Robert Fisk writes in yesterday's UK Independent, it was a scene from the Crimean War, a hospital of screaming wounded and floors running with blood. I stepped in the stuff. It stuck to my shoes, to the clothes of all the doctors in the packed emergency room. It swamped the passageways and the blankets and the sheets. The Iraqi civilians and soldiers brought to the Adnan Karila Martyr Hospital in the last hours of Saddam Hussein's regime yesterday, sometimes still clinging to severed limbs, are the dark side of victory and defeat, final proof like the dead who are buried within hours, that war is about the total failure of the human spirit. As I wandered amid the beds and the groaning men and women lying on them, Dottie's visit to the circles of hell should have included these visions. The same old questions recurred. Was this for 11 September? For human rights? For weapons of mass destruction? In a jammed corridor, I came across a middle-aged man on a soaked hospital trolley. He had a head wound which was almost indescribable. From his right eye socket hung a handkerchief that was streaming blood onto the floor. A little girl lay on a filthy bed, one leg broken, the other so badly gouged out by shrapnel during an American air attack that the only way doctors could prevent her moving was to tie her foot to a rope weighed down with concrete blocks. Her name was Rawa Sabri, and as I walked through this place of horror, the American shelling began to bracket the Tigris River outside, bringing back to the wounded the terror of death which they had suffered only hours before. The road bridge I just crossed to reach the hospital came under fire and clouds of cordite smoke drifted over the medical center. Tremendous explosions shook the wards and corridors as doctors pushed shrieking children away from the windows. Florence Nightingale never reached this part of the old Ottoman Empire, but her equivalent is Dr. Khaldun al-Bairi, the doctor-in-chief surgeon, a gently spoken man who slept an hour a day for 6 days and was trying to save the lives of more than 100 souls a day with one generator and half his operating theaters out of use. You can't carry your patients in your arms to the 16th floor when they're coughing blood. Dr. Bairi speaks like a sleepwalker, trying to describe how difficult it is to stop a wounded man or woman from suffocating when they've been wounded in the thorax, explained that after 4 operations to extract metal from the brains of his patients, he's almost too tired to think, let alone in English. As I leave him, he tells me that he doesn't know where his family is. Our house was hit, and my neighbor sent a message to me that they were sent away somewhere. I don't know where. I have 2 little girls. They are twins, and I told them they must be brave because their father had to work night and day at the hospital, and they mustn't cry because I have to work for humanity. And now I have no idea where they are. Then Dr. Bairi choked on his own words and began to cry and couldn't say goodbye. There was a man on the second floor with a fearful wound of the neck. It seemed the doctors couldn't staunch his blood, and he was dribbling his life away all over the floor. Something wicked and sharp had cut into his stomach, and 6 inches of bandages couldn't stop the blood from pumping out of him. His brother stood beside him and raised his hand to me and asked, "Why? Why?" A small child with a drip feed in its nose lay on a blanket. It had to wait for 4 days for an operation. Its eyes looked dead. I didn't have the heart to ask its mother if this was a boy or a girl. There was an airstrike perhaps a half mile away, and the hospital corridors echoed with the blast, long and low and powerful, and it was followed by a rising chorus of moans and cries from the children outside the wards. Below them, in that worst of all emergency rooms, they had brought in 3 men who had been burned across their faces and arms and chest and legs, naked men with a skin of blood and tissues whom the doctors pasted with white cream, who sat on their beds with their skinless arms held upwards, each beseeching a non-existent savior to rescue him from his pain. "No, no, no," another young man screamed as doctors tried to cut open his pants. He shrieked and cried and whinnied like a horse. I thought he was a soldier. He looked tough and strong and well-fed, but now he was a child again and cried, "Uma, Uma," which means mommy, mommy. I left this awful hospital to find the American shells falling in the river outside. I noticed, too, some military tents on a small patch of grass near the hospital's administration building, and God damn it, I said under my breath, an armored vehicle with a gun mounted on it, hidden under the branches and foliage. It was only a few meters inside the hospital grounds, but the hospital was being used to conceal it. And I couldn't help noticing the name of the hospital. Adnan Kerala had been President Saddam's minister of defense, a man who allegedly fell out with his leader and died in a helicopter crash whose cause was never explained. Even in the last hours of the Battle of Baghdad, its victims had to lie in a building named in honor of a murdered man. Lovely story. Doesn't quite jive with those glorious pictures you've seen the last couple of days. And you never see pictures, well, you see little tiny snippets of that on your TV news, on all the talking head networks once in a while. But not too much, because it's not good for business. Not good for the image that we're trying to portray here. In the pep rally known as the, what we're calling it? What was the Operation Iraqi Freedom? Excuse me, I can't even remember it. Sick. Really sick. Wally in Deerfield, one of our most chronic but most intelligent faxers, says, quotes H.L. Mencken, "You'll never go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people. Is there a concept more evident?" No, Wally, you're right. Just put it on TV, peddle it morning, noon, and night, and they'll buy into it. And anybody who disagrees is a scumbag. Anyway, getting back to the poll, Bill O'Reilly, somebody says, pompous ass, Fox's own Bill O'Reilly. Amen. Got him on there. Got him? We got him. Here's one. It says, how about that evil, self-centered domestic diva, Martha Stewart? And whatever happened with Martha Stewart? She was going to go to jail. She was in a... I still see that bitch on there all the time.
Yeah.
Channel surfing, even on the food channel.
Teaching how to make little...
Tchotchkes.
Knick-knacks.
Yeah, knick-knacks. 321 votes. Biggest ego of them all. Rick Riley 1, OJ 2, H. Wayne Hopinga's up to 4, Rick Sanchez 4, Alex Pinga Pequeña Pinellas 4. Larry King has got 6.
Blow me $50.
George Rodriguez 9. Mr. Ego Steve Kane 11. Donald Trump 11. Hank Goldberg 15. Neil Rogers 22. Woo! Howard Stern 24. George W. Bush 36. Donald Rumsfeld 36. Rush Limbaugh 57. And Mo Howard David at 79. Boy, he is just, he's unbeatable, you know, on a poll like this. He just opens up a 5-length lead and pulls away in the stretch. Just with a whip up in the air, you know. WQAM.
Okay, how you doing?
Okay.
Is this Neil?
Sounds like me.
Hey, got me a little off guard there.
Good.
I don't have any major input for your poll.
How about some output?
but Martha Stewart, I ate her muffin.
Oh, God.
I did.
No, please.
It was delicious.
Oh, God, get out of here. It's almost lunchtime, and this guy's saying caca like that. Ooh. Put that finger down your throat, sweetheart. That's it. Get it out of your system. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. WQAM.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Want to talk to Neil.
Speaking.
Neil.
Yes, I am.
If we had gone to war like this 2 months after 9/11, do you think there would have been as much outcry as there is now?
Why would we have done that? Well, as a matter of fact, we did go to war shortly after 9/11, but against the Taliban in Afghanistan, who are the people responsible. Why would you bring up 9/11 in conjunction with this war? It's got nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm just saying, if we had done this...
But we didn't do it, sir, because now it's April the 11th, 2003, okay? If took a crap and Carlos fell in it, you know? I mean, this business, if we... See, this is one of the things about talk radio that makes me nauseous, is people like this guy. Well, if we only... See, one thing I've learned in my life, I've lived a long, long, sordid life, okay? I mean, interesting life. And the fact of the matter is, one thing you must never do, like, you know, like you cut yourself on something or you get in a fender bender and say, oh, if only I would have done... You can't do that because it's too late. It's already done. You know?
Drive yourself nuts.
Yeah, you drive yourself crazy thinking about, oh, if I would have just made that right turn a little slower, if I would have whatever it is, you know? This war had nothing whatsoever to do with 9/11. The fact of the matter is 9/11 was the excuse. That was the enabling factor in our history that made it possible for this butchering to go on.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
You fudge packing?
Hello, Michael Eisner's office.
Eisner?
Yes, sir.
What the hell? Go ahead, finish it. What the hell?
Are you doing to me?
Are you doing to me? That's right.
What did I do now, sir?
Piglet's big movie.
Yes.
More like Piglet's big piece of pink poop.
What an amazing success. We're so proud of the animation in that.
What? That thing finished seventh, Eisner. Seventh. You know how much money we spent on that runty little stuttering pig?
Like $80-90 million.
$93 million on Piglet, and it opened seventh. It's gonna take me 9 months to make my freaking money back.
But sir, the animation is.
Oh, the animation is terrible. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, hold on a minute.
Oh yes, sir.
I got Remus outside my. Hang on, Eisner.
Okay.
Remus.
Jennifer.
It didn't, Eisner. I got nothing. 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 She wouldn't even give me a handy.
Well, sir, you are a married man.
You know what? You sound like Minnie. I went home. She said, oh, I saw you on stage with Jennifer Garner. If you love her so much, why don't you marry her? I said, I don't want to marry her, Minnie. I just want to zap her.
Bring it back. Come on.
Remus, what are you doing?
Got my crew, boss.
Oh, get your crew out of here. Eisner.
Yes, sir.
What the hell?
Are you doing
to me?
11:03 at 560. A day without Mickey is a day without sunshine. Isn't that what Anita used to say? Who do you think has got the biggest ego? We're going to add Madonna on there. Somebody mentioned, Sean from Hollywood mentioned that. He also made a good point in this fact. He says, remember the campaign of 2000, and they were screaming and yelling about how Clinton supposedly decimated our armed services because they didn't spend enough on the military?
Right.
And now the very same military that Clinton had during those 8 years he was in office, the very same military has just won this great victory in 3 weeks
how
in
about
Iraq.
That?
How did that happen? Huh? This was the same military we were told that Bill Clinton just absolutely decimated. The morale was down, and they weren't getting the kind of... It's just tragic. The swing to the right that this country has taken because of the propaganda, because, generally speaking, the media now are controlled by a bunch of right-wing lunatics. Who do you think has got the biggest ego? Mo Howard David at 83, but he's got some big competition coming up. That's right. Rush! Fat ass Limbaugh's up to 68. Do we have that thing in here? Oh, it's enough to make me... No, that's not it. That's not in there. I'll have to get to this. Enough to make me play Preparation Rush. Donald Rumsfeld, 42. George W.'s got 41. He's moving up the list. Neil Rogers, 27. Howard Stern, 25. Hank Goldberg, 15. Steve, Mr. Ego Kane, 13. That's the reason he's only got 13 is because nobody knows who the hell he is. Donald Trump, 12. George Rodriguez has got 10. Larry King.
Loan me $50.
Six. Tied with Mayor Pinga Pequena. I think Larry's just an older version, an English-speaking version of Mayor Pinga Pequena with suspenders. Rick Snatch has 5. Wayne Hypinga's got 4. OJ has only got 2, and Rick Riley up here. And Phil Henry, Jennifer Lopez, Bill Riley, Martha Stewart just went up, but they'll get some votes. This is not bad. Todd in Hollywood, also Chronic, says, good poll. What country would most likely hide Saddam if he's alive after the war? Maybe we'll do that next week. Rumor is Russia. We had that rumor yesterday, but he says France. Didn't they put up Papa Doc Duvalier? France never met a dictator they didn't love. The French, as I've told you for a long time, long before all this Iraq business, the French are pigs. At least they're consistent. Consistently pigs. Maybe not the one that Mickey was just talking about, but pigs. WQAM.
Hey, Neil, I'm hanging.
Okay.
How about that Paul Cashinoe? He's got a big ego.
Big pompous ass. That's an excellent one with no original material.
Yeah, and the other thing is he always tells everybody about how wonderful his show is, how big his boat is, his house.
He's got a big one?
Yeah, well, not really. And then the other thing is, I don't know what radio school he went to, but he's always like going, he doesn't know how to use a cough button on you know, it's just terrible. And that guy, John Lovett, and all those people at IOD,
yeah.
Whenever they do the news, they'll say the lead story, and then they'll go, but first, traffic and weather. So it's like the world's going to end, but first we'll tell you where the traffic accident
right.
is. I mean, isn't that Peter Bolger idiot over there?
That's the one.
I mean, you know, breaking news, but here's the traffic and weather first.
That's right.
Anyway.
Bombs in Homestead, but first here's the latest traffic report sponsored by Exxon.
I swear, if you, and that John Lovett, didn't he used to be on W Snooze?
He used to be my producer, sir. He is an unbelievable major asshole.
Well, you said it from your
He suffers from terminal asshole-itis, and when you speak to him, ask him why I had to drive him home every night, an adult like him.
Well,
piece
we'll
of
leave
turd.
That for another day and another time.
Okay, and have a great
time. Hey, how about the Marlins? They're going to have cheerleaders. Do you believe this? I mean, at what point do we stop?
I think Wayne's coming back to, now that they're teaching the Iraqis how to do the hokey-pokey, he's going to help out the new regime there. David Sampson and company teach the Marlin fans the hokey-pokey again, bring them back to the ballpark. Have a great day. Say goodbye. John, no, seriously, because of the fact he couldn't drive, I lived in Kendall. The radio station was on the corner of Dixie and Ludlam, right down there in South Dade, right near my house, like 5 minute drive away. But because he couldn't drive, most nights I had to drive him home to North Miami at midnight, after working 8 to midnight. Which I needed like a hole in the head. Once in a while, his wife would come and pick him up, but he'd never let me know she was sitting out there waiting in the parking lot. And he would sit down after the show and, bop, bop, well, my friends in the black community and my friends, and go into this long thing about how when he used to travel with the Doors and he used to think he looked like Jim Morrison. And then all of a sudden I'd go in the, we'd wander out in the middle room and I'd look out and there, his poor wife would be sitting there in the car waiting like 45 minutes later to drive him home.
How considerate.
And I think, well, better her than me, you know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what an asshole you are, John Lovett. You're pathetic. Nice job on Monday with that hyperventilating, hysterical, phony report. jumping to conclusions. Oh, Sodom and his sons were both in there. They're dead. NBC says they're dead. Are they dead? We don't know. We don't know. Only the Lord knows. Only Allah knows, and he works in very mysterious ways. Only Vladimir Puntang and Jacques Chirac know for sure where Sodom is hanging it out these days. But there's John Levitt. This is what passes for broadcasting on Cheap Channel, okay? Because I got a bunch of guys that work cheap. Only we got George and Carlos work cheap. Everybody else here makes a couple of bucks. Except for those, well, like I said, most people here get paid squat. That's because they got, listen, they can't afford to pay everybody. They got to save it for me and Hank and Mo, and I say, sure. WQAM.
Yeah, Neil, you're running off your audience.
Yeah.
With your subversive views.
Yeah, well, blow it out your ass. How do you like that? Let me run you off, right off the road. I'm running off my audience with my subversive views, right? Well, you know what? We'll find out. We'll see if we have anybody left. Looks to me, with a response on our website, somebody must be listening every day. That we're getting about 200,000 hits a day on our website. Somebody must be out there, jackass. Just because we're all not a bunch of nose-picking yahoos. Why don't you go up there and give Hootie Johnson a big French kiss? I mean, a big freedom kiss. Oh, sorry. Yahoo. 9 minutes after 11. And, you know, I see some of my neighbors, they got the big American flags on their doors now. Fine, they're entitled. Ain't going to intimidate me. I got my opinions, and I'm going to speak them out. Because I know what I'm talking about is correct. And let me say it again, a little lesson for all the young people out there. Listen, let me say it one more time. If you find yourself in agreement, 9 times out of 10, if you find yourself in agreement with the majority of people in this country, you know that you're making a bad mistake. If you find yourself way out on a limb in a minority, hey, I must be doing something right. Keep in mind, more people eat at McDonald's than at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Hey, have you ever thought about getting a wireless phone? Sure you have. You know how valuable it is to keep in touch with your business associates during the day, as well as being connected with your family at all times. Don't postpone it any longer. Get it done today. Just call Wireless City, a T-Mobile authorized dealer. Just call them now toll-free at 1-888-221-8080. And Wireless City will deliver today right to your home or business your new wireless phone ready to use. Wireless City, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, can offer you service plans perfect for you, like their new $39.99 plan with 600 whenever minutes and unlimited weekends. Call Wireless City now at 1-888-221-8080. Call today and receive the new small-sized Nokia 3390 with vibrating call alert and hands-free. Watch where you stick it. Just call 1-888-221-8080. Service agreement required. See printed materials or authorized representative of Wireless City for limited and complete details. Wireless City, a T-Mobile authorized dealer. Call 1-888-221-8080.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Stuck all day in front of my TV. And I get mad at most of the folks I see. I think Dan Rather is nuts. And Peter Jennings, man, what a putz. If you want my vote, you should watch Lester Holt. He works all day on MSNBC. While Peter Arnett drives him up a tree. Shepard Smith's a major tool. CNN's Aaron Brown is a fool. If you want my vote, you should watch Lester Holt. Well, he's so smooth, it puts me in a trance. He makes me feel funny in my pants. Don't get me wrong, I'm not gay, but I tell you, man, if I went that way, it'd be paradise, just me and Lester Holt. Champagne on ice, and double lock the deadbolt.
11:15 at 560, WQM, happy Friday, too. We got Joe Z for the Mad Dog at 1 this afternoon. I told you it was Zagacki. Now, Joe Rouse, it's Joe Rouse. Joe Zagacki at 1, Hank Goldberg at 3, the Humper is in the building. I guarantee he's going to have a lot of hockey talk, probably talking for hours about that triple overtime game last night. The Mighty Ducks of Brian Murray, the Mighty Ducks beating the Red Wings 2-1. Needless to say, I watched part of the first overtime and I went to bed, you know, cause, and it's a good thing, because I'd still be sitting there. Marlins on deck at 7, Marlins and the Braves at PP Park, man, 7:35, the Atlanta Braves. Eddie Kay after the baseball game and ESPN Radio overnight because it's the weekend. We don't have a lead into Moda, you know, have to worry about it. Somebody says Jim Rome, Jay in Tampa, Jim Rome, a nightmare ego. You're right, we got him on there, Jim Rome. Romy, hey, Romy, call me, Romy. Isn't that what the crow always says? Call me, Romy. Anyway, I want to tell you what we call you, crow. Anyway, we got almost 400 votes on there. Let me just, a little instruction. I know it won't do any good because you can never get rid of the chronics. Like yesterday, that two-page, which I read about 10 words from Greg in the, from Hunger. First of all, I don't read them when I see that it's the same old tired crap. Secondly, if you're leaving, if you don't like what I'm saying on the air, I'm not taking instructions from any chronics or anybody else in the audience. It doesn't work that way. Just like those clowns for months were calling, oh, well, you know, your show is so funny, and we really, but, you know, this political stuff, a lot of your audience, you know something? Not going to work. I'm going to say I'm not going to be deterred from my appointed rounds, and I'm going to do the show the way I want to do the show, and I'm going to say what I want to say, what I believe. Okay, you can agree, you can disagree, you can listen, or you cannot listen. That's the point I'm getting to. You don't need to fax me. You don't need to call me. Okay, if I'm driving you off, all I have to say is,
bye, bye, bye.
Have a great life. Thanks for listening. Too bad you're whatever. Yeah, have a great life. Find something else. Play Parcheesi. Play with yourself. Go find something else on the radio. Get some CDs. Listen to some Tchaikovsky. Whatever you like. I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. Okay, I've been in this market for 27 years plus. I have nothing left to prove here. Whether we get a 1 share or a 90 share, to me at this point, quite frankly, I don't give a crap. Okay, I've done for these people in 5 years plus, and now we got the billboards. Thank you, by the way, Greg. Oh. Better late than never. But generally speaking, with little or no support, okay, having to put together my own studio with 90% of the stuff in here that I bought, begged, and stole, you know, we've done a pretty damn good job here. So I'm not some fledgling starting out here that's looking for the right, well, am I doing the right thing, you know, I don't really care. And I really mean that. Because obviously, and especially with the response we get on our website every day, those aren't people that are like subversives out there that are monitoring the show. Those are people who are listening, whether they agree or they disagree. We have lots of people who call every day and say we don't agree with you on the war, and I'm not going to change their mind, and they're not going to change mine. But if you think that you're, and especially these chronics, I only wish you could, let me show you. Let me show you one. And you'll recognize, even though you don't see the faxes that much. No, that's not it. Oh, this will kill some good time. Now, here you go. You see this?
Oh, with a little type.
This, the little type with the no address on the top ever, you know. This is the radio chronic. This is the one who only a half hour ago breathlessly faxed me the stuff about Phil Henry says this. I don't care about Phil, okay? I'm disappointed in him, but I don't wish him any evil or any bad luck. Good luck to him, okay? He'll need it. Whatever. I'm not a radio groupie. I'm not interested. But this is the same chronic radio groupie about Orlando's going to do this and the Monsters of the Midday are going to... Oh. And now he faxes to tell me he's leaving. Well, let me say it again.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye. Oh, well, if that's what it took. Oh, just like Greg from Port St. Lucie. If this is what it took after all these years to get rid of your ugly ass.
Bye, bye,
oh,
bye.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have found the Lord.
If only you would have known this sooner.
Sweet Jesus, I have found the Lord. If this is what it took.
Bye, bye, bye!
Get out of my face, you pathetic losers, you. You know-lives who think that this is just your own private little club here. Who think that I'm just here to entertain you each and every, you know, that's what they think. This show is just for them, for the chronics. The guy with the eyes, the guy with the fanny pack, the guy with a jack with the hands, you know, that guy. I mean, come on. I'll say it again. And of course, the morning show, they don't get any calls anyway, so when they do get a couple, they talk to the same chronics every day, you know, the Mo Meister. Chronic callers and faxers are the kiss of death. Now, we have a lot of faxers, not so much, because you can pick and choose, you know. But the chronic callers are the kiss of death. Like Baseball Steve and Baseball Larry, and the same, oh, the pain is so great.
Spick Juan.
Oh, yeah, Juan. My man, how you doing, my man? My only man. Have a nice weekend, Mo. I hope that the Masters, if they actually do play it, I hope it don't get too exciting. You want to flip your lid, you know? Can you just see that? I wonder which piece he wears at home in the house. And I wonder, do people that wear toupees, I mean bad ones, or even good ones, do they take it off at night when they go to bed, or is it glued on?
Next to the dentures on the nightstand?
Right. And it would be bad, like, if you woke up in the middle of the night, reached over to, like, get your dentures and put them in your mouth, and you'd, like, put your hairpiece in your puss. Oh, talk about a furball. WQAM.
Do you like to swallow, or do you prefer...
WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
I don't have a computer that I have access to right now, but I'd have to make my vote for you. Because
yeah.
When anyone disagrees with you, you don't give them a lot of time to kind of view their point.
Mm-hmm. You mean like this? 5670560. See, there's another one. He wants to give me instructions how to do the show. Okay, we'll put you down, pal. That means I have a big ego. What does that have to do? He doesn't even understand the question. He doesn't even get it. Maybe I'm an asshole. Okay, that would be fine. It would be called worse. What does that have to do with a big ego? Look it up in the dictionary, sir, okay? E-G.
Oh.
That's how you spell it. E-G.
Oh.
Mo Howard David at 90. Rush Limbaugh, 77. George W., 46. Donald Rumsfeld, 43. I got 31. I'll take it. Howard Sperm, 28. Hank Goldberg, 19. Mr. Ego, Steve Kane, still with 13, because that's his audience. That's it. Plus the people over the age of 100 that do listen to him, they have no computer, like this last guy. You know, low-rent guys like you, sir, that have no computer, we don't have time for you. So,
bye, bye, bye!
WQAM. WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Great show.
Yes, it is.
Hey,
see that ego coming through again. It's my ego.
I know. I don't know if you saw the frontline piece last night on PBS.
No, I did not. I was watching hockey.
It was about how to deal with North Korea and how do we get this way with them. And it was interesting. I had a diplomat or an ambassador of South Korea, and he said, one of the reporters asked, what's the policy towards North Korea? And he said, there isn't a policy. There's an attitude.
Right.
And then you go to Richard Pearl, warmonger number one. He says, well, that's not true, and that's not the way it is, and, we're not going to give them what they want, and the sanctions didn't work, and all this stuff, and it was just an interesting piece, and, but they don't want to go after them, a million-man army, and lots of weapons there, but they don't want to talk to them either, which is kind of strange, so.
Yeah, well, they're a lot more dangerous than Saddam was.
Oh, of course, yeah, and then Richard Pearl, who should be on your list, who I've never seen anybody with a bigger ego than him, who has kind of...
Yeah, you're right. He belongs on here. He's an arrogant, sneering piece of crap. You're right.
I mean, he controls everything. He's not in the government, but he has ties to everybody there, and he pushes war as much as Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the like. He's certainly one of the key ringleaders to that.
Amen.
Sure.
He's on. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Richard Pearl, P-E-R-L-E. Well, I know you know how to spell it. So here's the story. We got a fax from Jack. Thank you, Jack. Love the show, he says. See, there's one guy that's happy. Main suspects, we had this on the website, but from Fox News, no less. Oh, my God. So we'll have to check it out. Main suspect in USS Cole bombing escape from Yemeni prison. You saw that story? Well, you must have, because I had you put it on there.
Yaman.
That's where they escaped from, Yaman. Yemeni authorities were hunting for 10 of the main suspects in the 2000 bombing of the USS Cole after they escaped from prison, today, officials said. The fugitives, including chief suspect Jamal al-Badawi, had been jailed in the port city of Aden, since shortly after the destroyer was bombed, killing 17 American sailors. Officials at Aden's governor's office would not say how the men escaped early today, but they quoted intelligence sources as saying security forces were out in force in a major search operation. Photos of the men were distributed to police, and houses of the escaped men's relatives were searched, the officials said, on condition of anonymity. Officials said the men might have left Aden and headed to Al-Qaeda strongholds in the northern province of Shabwa. Well, isn't that great, okay? See, that's who I'm worried about is Al-Qaeda, because they're still out there. They're still there. And Hezbollah and Hamas and all these other terrorist groups. That's who I thought we were at war with. That's what we were told, you know? And I guess there was a change of plan and nobody sent us the memo. They didn't email us. Let's see. It says, Rick Sanchez hasn't been on MSNBC for weeks, and I hope they fixed his ass. Yeah, once in a while on CNBC, they've on a gambling channel, they'd stick him over there for like 30 seconds for a news update. So they relegated him to the minor leagues, because they are obviously well aware he is not ready for prime time. The first time they saw him squat on the map of the Middle East, they just, hey, Rick, no, this ain't Channel 7 in Miami, okay, Rick? This is worldwide MSNBC, okay? Even though nobody's watching. Don't be doing that. And he couldn't stop it. He kept squatting. And every now and then, he has that accident, you know? And when you eat all them burritos, woo, Rick. Anyway, it says, I voted for him, but it was difficult with Mo Howard on the poll. Thank you, Jack. Excellent choice. 91 votes for the Mo Meister, the biggest ego going, man. The Mo Meister. They love him almost as much as I do. Rush Limbaugh, big, fat, blowhard, ultra-right-wing story maker. Just make it up as you go along, Flush. George W., 47, Rumsfeld, 44, yours truly, 33. Howard Sperm, 29. Hank Goldberg, you got 20 votes, Hank. 20 votes. See, we asked Big Ego. We're talking about Big Girth. Come on, Hank. Come on in and talk some hockey. Donald Trump, 14. Mr. Ego, Steve Kant, still with 13 votes. That's his whole audience under the age of 100 who knows how to do a computer. In fact, let me put the period. That's his whole audience under the age of 100, period. George Rodriguez, 10. See, you put that under. You put me up to that. Rick Snatch has 8. Larry King has got 7.
Loan me $50.
Alex Pinellas, 6. Wayne Hypinga, 4. And then it's small potatoes after that, including some of the names we just put up there. They'll move. How's Castronova new? Did Castronova get a vote yet? We don't want to leave old Paulie out. He's got a vote. Only been on there for a matter of seconds. And he's already got one vote. We don't want to leave, because then he'll feel bad, like we're leaving him out. In fact, he'll probably talk about this on his show Monday. You see, I got a vote. I got a vote. Get your own material, will you, Paul? People are talking all over goddamn town about you, will you?
Oh, Paulie won't see him no more.
Oh, okay. 26 past 11 at 560 WQM. Happy Friday to you. See, we're in a good mood here today. We try to intersperse, lighten it up a little bit. Then we hit you with some of the depressing stories, but stuff you need to know. And that, you know, mix it up a little bit. But you can't please them all, and the faxes come pouring off the machine. Ah! You know, and they go right into a circular file. It's getting pretty full. Make some room in here, baby. Make some room for some more good crap. Oh, look at this. This is the guy who was leaving moments ago. You're a good-looking guy. Well, you know what? You can rub your face in my turd. How do you like that? Okay.
Who do they think they're lying to with that?
No.
I'm leaving.
Let me say this to you. What do I, if he is a good-looking guy, does that change my opinion?
No.
Well, come on down. Let's take a look at it. Hey, yeah. Again, every one of these people that threatens, I can't listen to you anymore. You're not going anywhere. Please. Please, don't leave on bad terms. Leave on any terms. Just go away. Dr. Laura's on right now talking about communist war protesters. Rush will be on at noon talking about the Clintons are murdering little babies. I mean, it'll be great. Oh. Bill from Miami says, though I strongly disagree with your views, I do not agree with people who wish to shut you up. The freedom of this country allows you and me to agree or disagree without fear. As a conservative, pro-war Republican, I support your right to the same freedom of speech that we're all entitled to in whatever form you or I wish to present it, no matter how or I else may disagree with it. Please do me a favor. Do not stop. Do not relent. Keep on expressing yourself in a manner in which you believe I support you 100%. I do wish to express my own point of view in the opposite direction, and rest assured in the fact that neither one of us will change each other's mind, but we can both support each other's right to speak what we truly... Great facts, Bill from Miami. Thank you. And you sure got your right, like I've always said. But I have a totally different point of view, and I'm going to express it. Here's what America's all about, writing that facts. Oh, it's in a basket. But nevertheless, that was a good facts.
Very good.
Guy's got a brain that understands what it's all about. Oh, you're pissing us off. We don't agree with it. Fine. Get angry or just get lost. But Bill in Miami gets it. Thank you, Bill. Not on the lips, just on the cheek. 28 past 11 at 560 WQM. The Joe Zagacki pregame show is on here. Hey, if you got pets, Bark Avenue Pet Resort is a place they'll love. Your dogs will lick all over you, even if you don't want them to, after you take them to Bark Avenue, because it's the only all-natural pet resort in the USA. It's like giving your pets a day at the spa. Your pooch will socialize all day with pals in soft, matted play areas and always under the supervision of counselors who really love dogs. These aren't just some people running a business somewhere. They're going to throw your dogs in a cage, like most places, by the way. Like that horrible story we had about those golden retrievers. That story almost brought me to tears. That was horrendous. So if you don't want to play Russian roulette with the health of your dogs, this is the place to take them. Bark Avenue, a full-service, five-star resort offering boarding and large-tiled suites. They offer daycare, expert grooming on all breeds of dogs. When you see the place online, which I've checked them out, you're going to be very impressed with the cleanliness, and when you walk in there with the lack of smell as well of this 10,000-square-foot luxury facility. See for yourself what Bark Avenue is all about. You can check them out online, whether you're just checking them out right now or whether you board your pet there when you go on vacation, no matter how far away, go online and you can kind of like inspect and see how they're doing and that everything is okay, which it will be. Check them out at BarkAvPetResort.com. That's Bark, A-V-E, BarkAvPetResort.com. And you can take a virtual tour or take a real tour and go inside at Bark Avenue any Monday through Saturday at 1400 South Federal Highway in Hollywood, just one light north of Pembroke Road. Here's a place you can trust your loved pets to. Bark Avenue Pet Resort. Call them at 954-925-BARK. 954-925-BARK for boarding, grooming, and daycare. Be sure and tell them that old dog lover Neil sent you by to Bark Avenue Pet Resort.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Just sit right back and you'll hear the tale of Peter Arnett. The bumbling reporter said the stupidest thing yet. He goes on Iraqi TV and talks out of his butt. Now he can work.
park the drive-thru at the Baghdad Pizza Hut? Should I kept his big mouth shut? NBC has heard enough, they can this idiot. People seem to want him dead and roasted on a spit. The Senate had a fit. Peter Arnett's just another big mouth with a mic, like the Dixie Chicks and Martin Sheen, Tim Robbins and his wife, those movie stars, the professor at Columbia, they should get a life. Next thing we'll see Peter with a turban on his head, hanging with Saddam Hussein at the UNCASAR Club Med. Peter says he'll disappear to an island far away. We should drill holes in his boat so Arnott has to stay. The folks at MSNBC have finally had enough. I guess they're sick of his anti-American stuff. I won't miss his comb over or his off-yellow teeth. He sounded like he was snorting cocaine with Yasmin Bleak.
11:33 at 560 WQAM. Here's Rush Limbaugh's lies, which I thank you for the faxes, but we're onto them. In fact, not only is there a book about his bullcrap, but there are many, many, many websites about the inaccuracies in the bullcrap. Of course, the people listen to Ditto Heads, as is pointed out in this fax, that so many Rush fans have told me that he's always right and proves his point and gives the sources of his information, which absolutely incorrect, sir. Wrong. Just makes it up as he goes along. And bullcrap's a bunch of ditto heads. See, anybody who identifies himself or herself as a ditto head is somebody saying, I can't think for myself, I'm a moron, so you tell me what to think and I'll do it. God. It's like people who call up shows and say, oh, I agree with everything you say. Well, how about if I say you're an asshole? Oh, yeah, well, I am. This is a great fax to Telemundo. This is a petition to Telemundo to give the Iraqi information minister, Mohammed Saeed al-Sahaf, his own TV show, to which we say, yeah, I like it. He's a hoot. A lot funnier than Jay Leno, I'll tell you that, which ain't saying much. Think of the possibilities. The crossover demographics would result in Telemundo finally beating Spanish media giant Univision. The Iraqi information minister, Mohammed Saeed al-Sahaf, on his own TV show can lie about the Nielsen ratings. In his own words, Telemundo's enemy, Univision, is not just our competitor, but they are louts, blood-sucking bastards, wet dogs, war criminals, stooges, and a bunch of creeps. In addition to his Telemundo show, he would tackle tough local political issues like Mayor Alice Pinellas is not a crook, how Barbara Carey can justify her position with Dade County Schools, Miriam Alonso and her husband, Lionel, were framed, how the Miami Airport projects are way under budget. The Iraqi information minister, Mohammed Saeed al-Sahaf, and his show would add an international flair by hosting world leaders like Fidel Castro with topics like communism, people who love it, and an Arafat topic, those damn Jews are taking my shoes, and Syria, the next Middle East utopia. The possibilities are endless, not to mention the ratings. At this time, we would like to request you forward this email to all your friends so our voices are heard loud and clear. Give the Iraqi information minister, Mohammed Saeed al-Sahaf, his own TV show, please, and you are...
Absolutely correct, sir.
Thank you, Manny and Coral Gables, who says he loves this show, by the way. There's another one for you, all you naysayers, that's two. The last two facts is they love the show. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Well, I can't wait till Joe Zakaki gets on here at 1 o'clock. Now, let me ask you this. Since I have that half-hour drive back home, what am I going to listen to between? I guess I got a few CDs. No, I mean, I can't wait till he comes in because we like Joe a lot, but on the air. WQAM.
What am I going to listen to? Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up? I got a Jackass poll. How about Lagasse?
Lagasse?
Yeah, the Bam guy. New Orleans dude.
Emerald.
Oh, Lagasse.
Bam.
Bam. Yeah, you're right. Excellent choice. Thank you. Emerald, E-M-E-R-I-L. Got it? E-M-E-R-I-L. L-A-G-A-S-S-E. Gassy. See, I always call him the Gassy Man. Remember the Juicy Man, with the 90-year-old guy with the big eyebrows like Andy Rooney? The Juicy Man, who's only 35. He just drank too much carrot juice.
With the bright white hair?
Yeah, the bright white hair that practically, like, blows your eyeballs off on your screen. But Emerald, bam, 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 with that awful, awful New England accent. I always thought he was New York accent. But they tell me he's New England.
I thought he was New York, too.
They got a New England guy who signed. Bob Montgomery used to do the color on the Red Sox games on TV, and then I think he crooked, and they brought in Jerry Remy, who sounded just like him with that same awful Boston sound. And now they got a guy doing the color. They got that awful, boring, bald Sean McDonough doing a play-by-play in a college hockey tournament. And the color guy is one of those stereotypical New England guys with that awful, awful, heavy. I mean, I love Boston. Don't get me wrong. The people are wonderful, and the food is great. But man,
and the chowder's good.
That, but the sound of that accent is, and this is on a national telecast too. You know, I can understand if it's a regional thing. And by the way, is there a worse hockey announcer in the world than Dale Arnold?
No.
Oh my God, he makes Chris Moore sound like Bill Hewitt. Get him out of there, Dale Arnold. Fred Cusick would be, I guarantee you, Fred Cusick will turn over in his grave when he dies. Let's bring Fred Cusick back for the Bruins' final couple of games. Three. Sorry to my Bruins fan out there, but I warned you. They got two shots, none. Kind of like the Leafs in the second period against Philly, they got two shots. One went in, by the way. Nice going, Ty Dummy.
Oh!
Reported on ABC News last night was that the Ministry of Oil is being protected by U.S. troops. Oh, thank God for that. Thank you, Carl. Carl Lemieux, who's, of course, kin to Mario. Another big hockey fan. Time to hang it up, Mario. Here's one. Notice this writing? Chronic factor, but very good. Yeah, we already had this. WWJD, what would George do? Remember George used to work here? Says, Joe Z, question mark, have you ever noticed he can waste about 5 minutes giving something as simple as a ball score? He must get paid by the word. Are you knocking our good friend Joe?
Joe Zagacki sucks, okay?
Okay.
Example, last night the Marlins beat the Mets in the ninth. What's the guy's name? Juan Pierre beat the Mets in the ninth last night. Oh, and he's just repeating. Yeah, that's right. Sorry for the awful handwriting. Your God. What would George do? What would Joe Zagacki do, huh? Don't be knocking it because the audience is done. I want him to start the show. I don't want to ever tell people how to do their shows, but I'm really hoping somebody will pass this along. When you sit down today, Joe, everybody wants to hear you say,
oh, my! Oh, my! Oh, my! Oh, my!
I'll guarantee it'll boost those numbers up. Oh, here's an excellent choice. How could we forget, especially having been in the news lately, been in the Fox right-wing news lately? Geraldo. Ha! Geraldo, an ego that's bigger than life itself. And an IQ that just like what he found in Al Capone's vault. Empty. Pathetic. Got him on there?
He's on.
How about the, what is this? The song? Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Scott. There's a song he wants to hear that we ain't going to be playing no more. Sorry, Scott, but you better get used to it. No, because we're not even going to say crap anymore on here. In fact, just one last time, okay? Here we go, boys and girls.
Crap.
That's it. Won't hear that no more. What are you laughing about?
Because it's funny.
And you can tell your little pudwhacking Julio buddy when he gets back that he better clean up his act. No more of that.
Crap.
No more of that eating ass talk.
So what's he going to talk about?
Religion. Palestinians. Religion. Palestinians. He wants to get laid. Religion. Palestinians. That's it. No more.
Rectum.
No way, or you're going to be out on your ass. I mean, on your keister. What's that word that Mo uses? Oh, patoot. You know, I'm serious. I mean, you talk about fuddy-duddy. I'm an old fart myself, but even I'm offended when I hear something. Just say ass, okay? We can say ass. Or butt.
What was
but,
that?
But
Mo said, Mo said pussy today on the air.
Who did?
Mo. And Goldie has had a fit. He's like, come on. Like, all offended that he used that kind of language on the show.
He said, Geldy, you're a pussy? Well, what's wrong with that? I think he's right on target. Even Miguel just came in and said, we all know that. Geldy's a real pussy. Yeah, look at that. He said, oh, who's kidding who? We know he is. He's got to sit there and suck up to that silly old man every day to keep his job. He does it for survival. He's got a wife and a little kid. Got a very hot wife, I heard. Does he? That's what Miguel says. What are you giving me a look?
That's right. I forgot. He's got hidden talents. Right.
He likes to go yard. 18 till noon at 560 WQAM. Get out of the yard and go to the Emerald Coast. That's my suggestion this weekend. All of these depressing and pressure things going on in the world, it's like we're living in a goddamn pressure cooker, you know what?
Yes.
I thought you'd agree. Emerald Coast is a place you can escape from all of these pressures and go out there and just take your time, have a nice leisurely feast. Not just a meal, but a feast. I mean, they got so many different things to choose from there. You'll be scratching your head which to eat first. They got so many.
About 30, man.
And I think a lot more than that. Six different soups alone at the Emerald Coast Chinese Buffets with three great locations. Dozens and zillions of succulent entrees. Not just Oriental stuff, but other goodies as well. All kinds of salads and beef dishes and chicken and seafood, you name it. Oriental surf and turf on the weekends. New York strip steak all the time, made to order in their great gourmet center. That's a sizzling Asian grill. See, I got to take this cough drop out. Killing me. Well, I had a little scratch because I'm sitting here screaming today, and we got some of these Halls sugar-free, which means I'll be going out of here real quick in a few minutes. Let me say it again. The Asian grill, the gourmet center, a sizzling Asian grill with teriyaki steak, shrimp, chicken, seafood, hand carved prime rib. Cook your order, by the way. The Emerald Coast promotes healthy living too. No crap, no MSG, no cornstarch, and they use only cholesterol-free oils in all of their cooking. And the buffet at the Emerald Coast features a full salad bar, a new sushi bar, fresh shrimp cocktail, and, if that isn't enough, Emerald Coast famous Lobster Fest is back too. Featuring lobster thermidors and lobster bisque. Bring a big hearty appetite and a shovel to put some in your pants because the dessert bar is amazing. Pies, cakes, pastries, ice cream with all your favorite toppings, and even fresh fruit. It is some kind of a feast. Everything is fresh and delicious too. No mushy crap at the Emerald Coast. Like I said, they have three locations for you. In Sunrise, they're at Pine Island and 44th Street, on Collins Avenue just north of 163rd North Miami Beach, and at the intersection of Flamingo and Pembroke Roads in Pembroke Pines. Emerald Coast accepts reservations. Take-out and delivery available as well. Call them at 954-572-3822. If you go into the one in Sunrise and Richard's around, just say, "Go Leafs, go." He might knock a couple of bucks off the price. I doubt it. Just say, "Go Leafs, go," Richard. He'll put a smile on his puss. 954-572-3822 for the world-famous, the best in the universe, Emerald Coast Chinese Buffet.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Hey, what's that in your mouth?
Now, here are several examples on how phrases and terminology from the Iraqi war have entered everyday water cooler talk.
Hey, Bobby, geez, good to see ya.
Hey, how you doing, Freddy?
How are you, Bobby?
Not so good, not so good.
Really? What's the matter?
It's Pops.
Oh, your father.
Yeah.
You hired him like a year ago, right?
Yeah, it's not working out.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut him loose.
You got a bag, Dad?
Yeah. Well, hey, by the way, how you feeling?
I'm doing okay.
You watch the NCAA tournament last night?
Oh, I can't have the basketball on in my house.
Well, why not?
Well, my daughter went out for the high school team.
Yeah?
Things didn't go so well.
Well, what happened?
They cut her.
Ooh, that's terrible. Hey, by the way, what's wrong with you, buddy?
Well, I'm a little pale.
Yeah, you look pale, terribly sweating. What's wrong?
I don't know if it's a cold, I woke up, I just didn't feel so
right. Is it something you ate?
I don't know, I got a little touch of nausea.
But forget about me. How you doing? I heard last time you were a little low on funds.
Yeah, I've actually been spending too much, down at the casinos.
Yeah, you've been going crazy, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna need some help, actually.
Need some dough, huh?
Yeah, I could use a couple bucks.
Yeah. Can't help you.
No?
I got a little case of the shorts myself. You look scared, though.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen to me.
You scared? Who you got? You got big guys after you?
Yeah, Tommy downtown's looking for me.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez, no wonder you're afraid.
Oh, yeah, of course I am.
Hang in there, though. Don't be a Euphrates cat.
It's 11:48, 12 minutes till noon at 560 WQ on a pretty damn good Friday. I'll say one thing. This week has been sensational. Now, maybe the fact George isn't here, it's just a coincidence. What do you think? Now, what would you rather have, diarrhea or nazaria? Join Marlins broadcaster Boog Shambi tomorrow at noon to 2 at Rick K. Sacra, everybody. Hey, located a half mile south of Sunrise on 441. Stop by to win some prizes, register to win Marlin tickets, and enjoy free food from our friend Ira at Atlantic City Subs. And the bread and all of that. No more Scott at Atlantic City Subs. Get there early and get some free food from the Boogmeister. Say, hey, Boog, you really talk that way off the air or what? Because he doesn't. Noon to 2 at Rick K. Sacra. It's a put-on, that's all. He wants to be the next Mark Morgan of sports. I'm sorry, Clarence. Sports!
I'm getting pounded.
Yeah, you are. You're in first place again, Mo. Man, I'll tell you. He owes me about $50 million from all the publicity I've given him on his station.
What's our record for votes just during the day before we get
during
out
during the show?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll never come close. I think like 800.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, well, this isn't that kind of a poll. This is just fun.
Just thought we were doing great. Not that great.
No, we are doing great.
Not 800.
This poll went on to what? About 9:35, 9:40, something like that?
Right.
Let me say that. How many minutes after 9 did this poll go on?
About 30, man.
And you got 486 votes there. That's in 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's pretty heavy duty, mister. That's not bad.
Plus,
let me tell you two more things. On Fridays, they realize the poll's going to be up there all weekend long till Monday morning, okay? So they're not like... Plus, Friday is always the weakest day of the week on our poll, and I guess listening-wise. Don't ask me why. I don't know. Maybe people are going away for three-day weekends. Maybe they're hiding under the table. Maybe they're going up to the Masters to boycott the tournament. I don't know. See if it's still raining. We'd sure like to get some information about that because we don't have Mad Dog at the Masters anymore. He got the hell out of there. He said he had a great time, but enough was enough. It's like Vegas. You know, when somebody says to me, oh, I'm going to Vegas for a week, and I look at them like, are you crazy for a week?
Throw money away.
I go to Vegas for 3 days, maybe four at the most. To me, a nice three-day weekend there is fine. Okay, I can lose plenty in 3 days. No, seriously. But a week? How could you possibly? I can see people who don't gamble. Some of the schnorrers, okay? I can see the people go there for the buffets, and they got nothing else to do. They'll stand in line for 2.5 hours waiting to get their cheap buffet. You know? Okay, seriously. You've never been to Vegas?
No.
You ought to see the lines for the buffets in some of those places. I mean, the lines that go around, like, from here to Jupiter.
Aren't there like 3,000 places?
I don't mean the city,
places?
I mean the planet.
Aren't there like 3,000 different cheap places, good places to eat in Vegas?
Doesn't make any difference. Because the buffets are very, very cheap. They give you, like, steak and prime rib and stuff like that for, like, $4.99 or, you know, it's just a come-on. So, I've never been able to understand that. Some of these are, now, granted, some of those people are schnorrers. They're really not gambling much, and they're just there for a freebie. But most of those people who are plunging their guts in the casino, losing hundreds or thousands of dollars, and yet they'll stand online for 2.5 hours to get a bargain dinner when they can go to so many great restaurants in Vegas that you don't have to stand online for hours.
No entiendo.
No entiendo aquí. Oh, I got to play that. I can't play it. I took it home. Oh, crap. I'll have to play it Monday. Because I love that Bob and Tom CD. I put it in my little sack and I had it in the car. Damn it. Anyway, here's a fax that says, Dear Neil, thanks for ruining my day. I have two young children. Can't get the image of that poor innocent child you described asking for his arms back he lost because of this war. It made me cry. I'm sure it made him cry, too. Do you think that Rumsfeld, Rush Limbaugh, President Bush, Tommy Franks, and worst of all, Dick Cheney care less? You're right, they couldn't care less. In spite of all these, oh, we send our... And you'll notice he keeps giving condolences to the Americans and the British who have died and their families. He never once has said anything about feeling sorry for any of the poor Iraqi people who have been died and butchered and their kids sliced up.
It's been bothering the
crap out of him. Not a word. Not a word, El Presidente. What are they, just collateral damage? Is that what it is, you jackass? You Dumbo? Can you imagine on that station they put on the air when the first Iraqi people saw Bush on the one side and then they saw Tony Blair on the other side? And there's Tony Blair, very articulate and speaking on a very, a brilliant man, even though sometimes ill-advised, but nonetheless, a great man of words, a great speaker. And then, well, let me just tell you, yeah, come on down. Come on down to the ranch. I'll show you a thing or two. We're going to whip them. We're going to whip them. We whipped them pretty good. We're going to go to Syria and whip their ass. What is that?
They're beating that guy's ass. I don't know what for, but this guy right here was kicking his ass.
Yeah.
Identified again as a Ba'ath Party official, and that's a very angry mob. This is outside of a hospital, and he's trying to climb over the fence there.
He climbed over the fence.
Apparently that crowd able to beat
him
somewhat.
On the ass with a shovel.
Doctors from the hospital, though, did help him to escape, and some members of the mob.
Look at the size of that hole in the window in the hospital.
Masks in order to conceal their identity, but certainly a lot of anger, residual
nice
anger in the streets of Baghdad at Saddam's men, the original Ba'ath Party officials. So you see that scene coming to us again from Italian TV, and somewhat disturbing those pictures.
Yeah, somewhat disturbing, yeah. I thought everything was coming up roses. Isn't that what we heard? Everybody's smiling and they're dancing. They're dancing the horror. Huh?
It's going to be new Disneyland.
That's what I heard. In fact, there wasn't that General Garner they sent over there. I heard it was
Eisner.
He's going to build a real palace over there is what I'm hearing. Anyway, this fact says, uh-oh, I think they found me. There's a knock on the door. Anne Frank and I are going to hide now. Pray for us. Oh! Now, what's that Anne Frank bit that we've got? Oh, I know what it's called. It's called...
In the tradition of the disaster musical comes Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jews in the Attic, the Anne Frank Diaries. You'll leave the theater humming those catchy tunes like No More Beans. I'm writing all this down. Don't flush till the Nazis go home. I'd turn in my parents for a stick of deodorant. It's Jews in the Attic, the Anne Frank Diaries. CD available now.
Okay, well, guess what? This just came in. Biggest former egos in Neil's world, the bird number one, 6 million votes. Captain Dave, about 30, man, it says. Famous last quotes. Dan the man sends us this. Famous last quotes. I thought Neil and I would be doing the Neil Rogers show together forever, said the bird. Hey, George, how's your vacation? And I hear Treasure Island needs a backroom upholstery cleaner, says Dan the man. Excellent job, Dan. Long live the bird. Rest in peace. I bet you he's still cackling somewhere. He's cackling in the box. UCF Kenny, who's obsessed with this show, even though he don't like my opinion on the war, that's okay. Like I said, you're entitled, even though you're wrong. He says, I heard you mention the Monsters of the Midday after being in Orlando for a year. You know, it's bad reading it. What are these Hall's Mental Lyptus with a sorbitol, which make you just crap your... Oh, that's right. I forgot. You can't say crap. Here it is for the last time ever.
Crap.
Before they come and get us. I heard these guys a few times. They're a bunch of corny, unfunny phonies. In the world of great radio, it's Howard Stern, number one, Neil Rogers, number two. Everybody else sucks the big one, says UCF Kenny. I'll take that. Huh?
Considering you only have one market?
Considering I have one little tiny market, and the agent who's stoned all the time, who's busy going to ball games and calling me and bugging me at home about stuff I could care less about, that has nothing to do with me. I think I'm doing pretty damn good for an old fart, okay? Not to toot my own horn and have a big ego. And I don't care what anybody says. How you can work in this market like I have for all these years and have any ego left? No, every day you do the show, it's like, what are you going to do for us today? How are you going to entertain us today? Like it's your first day. Every day is like the first day because it's an unfriendly, basically hostile town. But on the other hand, there are those people out there who are loyal. The silent majority. The silent whatever they are. Huh? The masses. And you know what they say about the masses. Let them eat halava. Isn't that what they say? That's what they said when I got into Baghdad. Let them eat halava. They said, fa, Dayin. 503 votes. Emeril Lagasse just went up there. He don't have any yet. Neither does Jim Rome. Come on, Rome, he needs your help. Geraldo's got one. Richard Pearl, one. Rick Riley's got a pair. Castronova's up to three with Phil Henry and O.J. Simpson and Martha Stewart. Madonna's got four. Jennifer Lopez, five. Alex Pinga Pequena's got seven, tied with Wayne Huizenga. Oh, match made in heaven. I love it. Rick Sanchez with 8. George Rodriguez and Bill O'Reilly with 11 apiece. Larry King with 12. Don't say that. Loan me $50.
Uh-huh.
Okay, please. Mr. Ego Steve Kane, 14. He's moving up in the world. 1. Donald Trump, 17. And now this damn thing's moving around on me. I hate that. Trump, 17. Hank Goldberg, 24. Howard Stern, 35. Neil Rogers, 37. Donald Rumsfeld, 48. George W. Bush, W, has got 56. Rush Limbaugh, 90. How do you like that? Lardass. And Mo Howard David at 108. Still in first place. Rush can't catch him, man. A big tub like Rush just can't catch up to Mo. For an old coot, that Mo runs pretty good for like 75. I'll tell you, God, it's been around a long time. My good close personal friend Jeff Cohen at the Pizza Loft. Don't forget, Pesach is coming any day. That's what they call it in China. Passover. And for Passover, for people to figure, well, we can't go eat pizza or lasagna or pasta. Guess what? Every Passover, including this one, Jeff Cohen makes for you special. That matzah pizza and matzah lasagna. And it is delicious. In fact, for my money, the matzah pizza is just even a little bit better than some of the other kinds. Three other kinds of great pizza, too. The world-famous Fugazza pizza with the spicy onions, the New York original thin crust pizza, and the thick Siciliano. And they got all your favorite pasta dishes, big fresh portions, chicken and veal and seafood, calzone, super subs. Everything is cooked fresh to order, and it is delicious. And one of the best parts about Pizza Loft is the price is right. Not as low as the Rimmers pay, but pretty close to it. You'll find two Pizza Loft locations where they do catering, where they have takeout delivery waiting for you. University Drive between Griffin and 595 is the original Broward Pizza Loft with tons of free parking. Call 954-916-8880. For lunch, for dinner, for late night snacks, you can't beat the Pizza Loft with a stick. 954-916-8880. And don't forget the same great deals and the same great food waiting for you at the brand new Plantation location of Pizza Loft, right behind Walgreens on the corner of Knob Hill and Sunrise. For takeout and delivery there, call 954-382-1999. 954-382-1999. Tell them that old Neil sent you by for a whale of a meal at the Pizza Loft.
Live and local. Sports Radio 560 QAM.
I'm Frau Ileana Ross Leitman, and I like scrubbing my smelly gorilla ass with soap made from jewels and listening to the Neil Roque Amunista Hour.
Girls Gone Wild is the video that shows real girls flashing their goods during spring break week in Florida.
But what about the hotties who spend the whole year in Florida? Now, they've got their own video. It's Golden Girls Gone Wild.
Who's in it?
Why, it's all your favorite Golden Girls. Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and the always seductive Sophia.
I shudder to think what was under that dress.
Well, you won't have to think, because Golden Girls Gone Wild is 2 full hours of these ravenous retirees showing loads of wrinkly skin.
I am the most attractive and available woman in all of Miami.
Golden Girls Gone Wild. These hotties with hot flashes are going topless every chance they get. Except when their arthritis flares up.
Now, I'll never be able to open my blouse again.
It doesn't get any sexier than this. But don't take our word for it. Listen to what the Golden Girls are saying about each other.
She looks like Abe Vigoda.
It's Golden Girls Gone Wild. Watch it just one time and you'll agree.
Dark day in the history of mankind.
Golden Girls Gone Wild. Call now.
Promo 2 at 560 WQM. Happy Friday to you. Paul Krugman's column, it's on our website today from the New York Times, Conquest and Neglect. I just want to read a little bit. Can I do that? Oh, I can't? He says, one has to admit the Bush people are very good at conquest, military and political. They focus all their attention on an issue. They pull out all the stops. They don't worry about breaking the rules. This technique brought them victory in the Florida recount battle, the passage of the 2001 tax cut, the fall of Kabul, victory in the midterm elections, and the fall of Baghdad. But after the triumph, when it comes time to take care of what they've won, their attention wanders and things go to pot. The most obvious example is Afghanistan, the land the Bush administration forgot. Most of the country is back under the control of fundamentalist warlords. Unpaid soldiers and policemen are deserting in droves. Remember that the Bush administration forgot to include any Afghan aid in its last budget. Oh, we forget that? Huh? Maybe we'll have to cut out some of those tax cuts for the rich?
No.
Oh, okay. No. President Karzai's brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, told an AP reporter, it's like I'm seeing the same movie twice and nobody's trying to fix the problem. What was promised to Afghans with the collapse of the Taliban was a new life of hope and change. What was delivered? Nothing. Everyone, meaning the warlords, they're all back in business. How do you like that? And we got these clowns calling me up, giving me, oh, look at that, we got rid of the Taliban and now we got rid of Saddam. Yeah, and then what? Like we always do, which is why the Taliban got in the first place, thanks to our good friend the Pakistanis, because we haul ass. Once we achieve our objectives, then we haul ass and leave the other. That's why Bush didn't say make any comment about the poor Iraqi people or the little kids. No, he don't care. We're in there for Halliburton and for Exxon and for big oil and big business and for the friends of Dick Cheney and Richard Pearl and all of these goyim. And whatever else they are. And Wolfowitz. That's what we're there for, baby. Oh, but it's the glorious freedom fight, my ass. And let me say it again. You know, this is the same bunch of people that talked to you about duct tape and Visqueen. And people took it seriously, became one of the biggest jokes of my lifetime. Duct tape and Visqueen, even big, boring Tom Rigid had to admit, well, you know, save it for next time. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I'm sorry, yuck, 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 it's Mo, I'm sorry. It's Mo material. Don't be stealing from Mo, Tom. Okay. And we're supposed to be believing anything they tell us? We're still waiting to find those weapons of mass destruction. We're still looking. Find them yet?
No.
Oh, pesticide. Well, that's pretty nasty stuff. That can kill bugs. Here's the facts that says, strong points for being pro or anti-war can be made, but I have to admit it's easy to get drawn to the war euphoria after seeing what the brutal dictator Sodom has done to its people. Nonetheless, how the hell can you emulsify so many groups with such uncivilized ancestral crap spiced with a dash of religious fanaticism? Last time I checked after our salvation missions, Haiti is still a corrupt toilet bowl, and Afghar-Begistan is a haven for tribal warlords, which I just read from the Krugman column. I hope to be proven wrong, but if something history has shown, garbage in, garbage out. There you go. Same old crap. And they show these selective sites on air, and man, hey, look at that. Do you see that? How could anybody poo-poo that, you want American son of a bitch? Well, guess what? You're looking again selectively. You're not using your brain, whatever you got left of it. It's been emulsified, like so many of those people. How could anybody possibly believe their bullcrap? That's what I just for the life of me don't understand. And I'm going to repeat what I said yesterday. If you're a very, very ultra-rich, looking for your tax cut son of a bitch, if you're a born-again, Bible-thumping, fanatic religionist, if you're one of that crowd, that's the only reason you ought to be behind these people. Everybody else ought to be saying, get me out of here. Get them out of here. They ought to be screaming bloody murder, if you pardon that expression. But they're not. Because it's a pull-driven crowd, because most of the people are like lemmings, like ostriches. Like the flamingos at Hialeah. They hear the whistle blow. Let's see, we'll stick our finger out the window. Which way is the whistle blowing? And, of course, you remember Bubba, all them blowjobs, man. He was evil. He was one of the evildoers. They worked feverishly from before he even got elected to get him out. When Papa Bush was obviously going down in flames, and they saw that they were going to lose that election in 92, they were working frantically at that point to figure out how to get this guy out, to bring him down, so they could get their hands on the testicles of government once again. So they could get their friends in the military-industrial establishment back in power again, so they could do their thing. That article, you know, I'm going to read it again. Oh, no, you're not going to do that. I'm going to read it again, if I can find it.
Damn straight.
The one about Halliburton? No, no, seriously. This deserves to be read every day. I mean, it's not as important as the golf. Golf. Say it right. Golf.
Sports.
Right. How's he doing, by the way? I haven't seen Clarence today. Is he okay? I think we got him late yesterday. That's what Muff was telling me. I don't want to say, well. And by the way, it's afternoon. Where's the beast? You know something? I'm starting to get real suspicious. It's 8 minutes past noon. I don't see that little pudwhacker, that roly-poly turd walking in here.
He's in the bathroom throwing up.
No, come on. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, just like Mickey said with Eisner, finished, if he don't show up here today for the weigh-in, I'm done with him. I'm going to get my contacts over there at Balance for Life. I'll have it go to somebody who really appreciates it. I busted my ass to get him back on this stuff again. We're trying to save that little bastard's life. And he's got. I don't want to be premature. He's got till one. I think he's going to show up.
Oh, God.
Huh? You think he's going to be here? No. I'll wash my hands of you, Beasto. Well, let me do the break. Then I want to. Don't get panicky now. I know it's a very short piece. It's just those 1.5 pages. Details given on contract Halliburton was awarded. For those people who really believe that this was Operation Iraqi Freedom. Oh, my God. I want to puke every time I hear that.
Crap.
Oh, don't say that again. Stop it.
Crap.
Ah! You know something? You're going to get big. Do that one more time.
Crap.
Oh, I did it? I did it. 9 minutes past noon at 560 WQAM. For a long time now, I've been telling you about a great product called Oleomed. And now every day I pop some of that Oleomed blood pressure stuff in my puss, and my pressure is a lot better than it has been ever in years. Oleomed really works. Oleomed soft gels contain pharmaceutical-grade olive oil combined with lots of great stuff, super concentrated, loaded with health benefits. Oleomed every day in your puss can help reduce the risk of heart disease and high cholesterol. Plus, there are 14 different Oleomed formulas from which to choose, each one combining the finest olive oil on the planet with vitamins, minerals, and herbals to support specific health needs from your bones to your blood pressure to your immune system. Just pick out the formulas that are right for you. And now there are 3 new Oleomed formulas, one to help you sleep, one to help you control that disgusting weight, beast, and CellQ10 for your heart. You'll find Oleomed all over town because more and more people are popping in their pussy every day. They realize that it really works. Pick some up today at Publix, Eckerd's, Walgreens, Whole Food Markets, Navarro's, or Sedano's. Order Oleomed online if you like at OleomedAmerica.com. If you want to get more info about their products and what they can do for you, call them toll-free and ask all the questions you want. No obligation. Call 1-866-OLEOMED. 1-866-653-6633. Start doing something good for your health and popping some Oleomed in your puss today.
Sports Radio 560 QAM.
David's a bitch.
Oh, my God! It's a severed head!
Yes, severed head. The new fad that's sweeping the nation. Everyone who's anyone has got a severed head. And if you think it's not for you, then just listen to this dramatized version of an actual letter sent to us by a satisfied severed head customer.
Okay, that makes $623 for all your Halloween candy.
Well, $623... Isn't that a lot for a bag of candy?
Well, it's our finest mixture. You do get the caramel corn balls, the tapioca sugar daddies, and the juice-filled wax pumpkins.
Well, I guess it is a good deal. Except for this severed head in the middle of the Zagnut bar!
Sweet, but geez! I'm so sorry! Please let me give you all this Halloween candy for free!
You'd better.
Yes, a severed head is your ticket to thousands of discounts and freebies worldwide. So pick up yours today. And remember, if it's not dead, it's not severed head.
Oh, the planning ministry building's on fire in Baghdad. Ain't that surprising?
Just a few moments, so we're going to stand by for that as well. Meantime,
oh, here comes
MSNBC's
the dramatic music.
Continuing
commercial
and somebody's
going to mouth a bunch of crap. Another one of the 85 press conferences on Operation Iraqi Freedom, baby.
Oh,
give me a break. Anyway, Elizabeth Becker writes in today's New York Times, Details given on contract Halliburton was awarded. The Pentagon contract given without competition to Halliburton subsidiary to fight oil well fires in Iraq is worth as much as $7 billion over 2 years, according to a letter from the Army Corps of Engineers that was released today. The contract also allows, I'm not going to read the whole thing, just enough to make the point. The contract also allows Kellogg Brown and Root, the Halliburton subsidiary, to earn as much as 7% profit. That could amount to $490 million. The Corps released these new details in a letter to Representative Henry A. Waxman, Democratic California, and one of the two senior lawmakers who asked the General Accounting Office to investigate how the Bush administration is awarding contracts for the reconstruction of Iraq. The reconstruction effort could cost up to $100 billion and become one of the most lucrative building programs in decades. The contract to Kellogg Brown and Root was cited in the lawmaker's request of the GA, the investigative arm of Congress. Mr. Waxman and Representative John Dingell, Democrat of Michigan, asked that that special attention be paid to allegations that Halliburton's received special treatment from the administration. Vice President Dick Cheney was Halliburton's chief executive officer from 1995 till 2000. When he left the company to run for vice president, Mr. Cheney received over $30 million in compensation, Mr. Waxman said. Since the attacks of 9/11, Kellogg Brown and Root has won significant additional business from the federal government and the Pentagon. It has built cells for detainees at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba and is the exclusive logistics supplier for the Navy and the Army, providing services like cooking, construction, power generation, and fuel transportation. Since the war with Iraq began, Mr. Cheney has been repeatedly questioned about his ties to world employer in the oil industry, but of course he's always mum. Mum's the word. That's why he does his disappearing act. You notice they trotted him out the other day for one of those canned speeches in front of a very enthusiastic, friendly audience? And that's it. That's all we saw of Dick. Okay, let's get back. I've been rambling on here like a lunatic. 5670560. What do you look so depressed about?
I saw that picture of that boy without the arms on, and I found the story.
Yes.
Read.
We have it on our website?
It'll be on there by the next break.
Good. I mean, I realize some of this stuff will gross people out. Don't say we didn't warn you.
I mean, I felt like crying. Him telling the doctors, can I
have my arms back? Can somebody bring my arms back? Oh. It's a little tiny kid. But we're not supposed to see those things. And, oh, well, you know, in war, this stuff happened. Yeah, well, we knew that going in, okay? We knew that going in. We knew that the Fedayeen were going to shoot some of their own people. We knew all of these things. But then again, we do wash our hands clean, but we don't want to be held responsible. And some jackass is going to say, well, are they better off with Saddam or without him? Ask the ones who are dead. Ask their families. Ask the ones who are running around. God only knows where they are, leaving all their possessions behind. Thousands and thousands. The night before the fall of Baghdad, when it became obvious to even the most stupid of the stupid, they got out of there as fast as they could. Where are they going? Who the hell knows? Who knows? In a city of 5 million people. And try to envision the tanks coming into Chicago and driving up Lakeshore Drive in Chicago and out onto Michigan Avenue.
This little kid's already said he's going to commit suicide if he can't get more hands. So it's a hop, skip, and a jump away from that to being a suicide bomber.
Mm-hmm.
So this is exactly where they're born.
This is what your administration has done in the name of regime change. Of course, that was only one. That regime change didn't sound too good because it sounded like we were interfering in the affairs of another country, which is prohibited by the Geneva Convention, by the UN, by the U.S. Constitution, by a whole bunch of other documents. And, of course, treaties, constitution, this administration hasn't got any use for that. Global warming, you name it. Nuclear weapons bans, things like that. We can't be bothered with that. So now we're going out to try to make enemies of everybody in the world, including countries we've been allies with for hundreds of years. And now we're going out there to see how many people we can alienate. And we're doing a great job of that. We're doing a hell of a job. WQAM.
Hello, Carlos.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk
this is
to you.
Beaner Boy. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Coconut Creek.
Let's go to Coconut Creek. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, listen, I wanted to bring up a point. I think this might be happening in the future, and it looks like the Europeans are so scared shotless of Bush that they may be putting together a their own cartel just to try to balance the power for the United States. I see it outside. I mean, that's how freaked out they are over the Bush administration.
Okay. And good luck to us, man.
I don't know if you read that, but, I mean, actually, that's why the Russians and the French and all these guys are all meeting together because they're trying to balance their...
I understand. I got it.
So, I mean, can you imagine the next Cold War is going to be the Europeans against us?
No, the whole world against us.
Yeah, that's true. So, anyway, that's my two cents.
Okay, thanks. Except Tony Blair, of course, he won't be in power anymore. Now, I want you to look at this because I'd like to show you the... Now, you know who this is from? Carbon copy from yesterday. Greg from Hunger. See, and I haven't read one word. All I do is see that it's the same writing that I already know and hate and the same two pages that he must have faxed yesterday. I don't know what it is, and I'm tearing it up. See what I mean? These people need mental health. They need to be in straitjackets, the chronics. Carlos, Beaner Boy is speechless, but now you're getting a real good education as to what these people are all about. Wasting two pages of my fax paper. Goodbye, Greg. Bye-bye. Have a nice life with your wife and your boyfriend, Andy, and his wife, and your little circle jerk club. Have a wonderful time. And Gilbert, have a great time. Go away.
Two pages with the tiniest little writing I've ever seen.
There must be 75,000 words that he wasted his time. Again, I'm not interested. Won't read it. Won't look at it. I hate you like poison. Don't ever come. If you come near me at the track ever again, I'll make sure that they throw your ass out. What are you laughing about? If this asshole ever come, and if you come try to sit anywhere near me in the dining room, I'll have Alan Cohen throw your ass out. How do you like that? Make you sit downstairs with all the schleppers, which is where you belong. God. See, I'm, no matter how much they threaten, we're leaving you now.
Bye, bye, bye.
They're not, never leave. They will never, ever leave. They can't do it. This is their life. This radio show is their life. How sad is that? How pathetic is that? Here is a fax that says, I always pictured William F. Buckley's picture under ego in the dictionary. However, arrogance is always a bit sadder when it has no talent to back it up, so my vote will go to Mo. Yeah, we'd put Buckley on there, but he's old news. We don't see him anymore. We don't see him no more. How's the poll going, Neil? Glad you asked. We're getting a lot of votes on here. Carlos is very nervous about that. He's doing so much work on his website. I mean, he and Eric are doing so much work on a website. 559 votes, not too shabby. We got 40 minutes to go. We'll go over 600, I guarantee you that, or else we'll stay here. We'll step on Joe's time if we don't get over 600 votes. What are you laughing about? Who the hell needs him, okay? Joe Zagacki is a good guy. I like him a lot. But who needs him to sit in there talking about golf? And...
Oh, my! Oh, my! Oh, my! Oh, my!
Yeah, tone it down, Joe, okay? You've embarrassed yourself on those Hurricane games. Man, you and my good friend Don Bailey Jr. Jr. Time to get on that magic carpet again, Don, and fly away. Man, the two of them. Woo! Bad combination. That would be like pairing up Boog Shambi and Mark Morgan. I mean, no, too much puking. Enough of the puking. Oh, you know something? I just want to play in honor of our good late friend. She passed away last year, but her memory lingers on a show. We'll never forget her. So thanks for calling, lady.
Enough of the puking.
Now, there you go. See, it always every drop-in comes in handy for something.
Enough of the puking.
For Boog Shambi and Mark Morgan on QAM. Oh, he is just puke-inducing.
Enough of the puking.
Right. You tell him, honey. Who do you think has the biggest ego? How many did I say we had?
559.
Well, let me refresh. Refresh. And see how many we got now. I bet you there's more now, Carlos. 565, see? Ye of little faith. Mo Howard David at 116, but right on his ass. Lard Ass Limbaugh, 100. What a match made in Donald Trump, 18. Steve, Mr. Ego Kane, all the way up to 17. Which means some people who don't even listen to his show voted. Bill Riley, 13. Jorge Rodriguez has got 12. Larry King, 12. Alex Pinga Pequeña Pinellas. How do you say that? 10. Rick Sanchez, 8. That's Rick Pinga Pequeña Sanchez with 8. H. Wayne Hypinga, 7. Geraldo Rivero, 6. Jennifer Lopez, 5. Phil Henry, 5. Paul Castronova, 4. Madonna, 4. O.J., 3. Martha Stewart, 3. Rick Riley's only got 2. Romy's got 1, Richard Pearl's got 1, and Emeril Lagasse has got 1. Bam! Oh, look at this! Look at this! Isn't that something? Again, the little here's 2 more, and I'm not reading them. 2 more of the little typing you were talking about before. Same thing. Must be Greg's boy already passed. Didn't get no homatosh in this year. It's probably why I'm still alive. WQAM.
Yeah, I got a name for Neil's poll.
And what might that be, sir?
That would be Oprah. She has to go on.
Excellent choice. Outstanding.
The biggest egomaniac in the world.
An ego almost as big as that fat, disgusting, cellulite-driven body.
Oprah.
Thank you, sir.
I love Neil.
Okay, I'll pass it along.
Thanks.
He said you're not his type. Butch up a little bit is what he said. Now, Oprah is a good one. How could we forget?
Oprah.
Right. She'll get a lot of votes. She thinks her stuff, just because she got $1 billion or whatever she's gotten, we have no idea why. She thinks her stuff don't stink. All those, George does have that one great line about the, what does he call them? The shut-ins, the fat shut-ins. The housewives, the fat...
No, I know who he's talking about, but I thought there was another adjective that
when he comes back, if he does come back, we'll find out from him if we decide to let him back. We ought to do a quick mini poll on that. Should George be allowed to come back? Because many people have observed, boy, this week has been smoking, man, on this show. Neil never sounded better. He's got some energy back. Doesn't have that little Julio interrupt him all the time. I'm going to tell you one thing, Jorge. The best thing that your wife ever did for you, huh, was pulling that little sneak pregnancy on you. That's the best, huh?
Yeah, got him a lot of pity.
A lot of pity and job protection for a while.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Friday, you bastards.
I am Mo Howard the David, decrepit and I'm ancient. All over my old face are blue and reddish, bush bold face. I don't know why they hate me, or why they always rape me. It must be cause I got these blue and reddish, bush bold face.
A vein mob on my arm, like a Rand McNally map of Lackawatt. I got veins on my nose, nobody knows that under my clothes I wear pantyhose. But that don't mean that I'm gay. If you think my arms are bad, you ought to see my legs. I might as well keep them smooth and shaved to show a little glass the next time I'm raping it. I could go to a surgeon, but that gives me the shivers. I would not want to walk out looking like Joan Rivers. Where am I here? I fired the beast, the fat little freak. I did him a favor, now he can't afford to eat. The reason I dismissed that stinking fat bastard is because he wouldn't shut up and he can't play canasta. Hey, somebody talking over there? Nobody talks when I rap. I rap, then you talk. Hey, look at me. I'm hip, hip. I ain't no square. I'm a ding-dong Betty, man. I'm really dead. I fire anyone I want. I don't care. Especially if they make me flip my wig made of smelly green hair. I get fired myself. It even happens to the greats. Westwood once said, you get out of here or else we break your legs. So now I sit by the pool. Life's as good as it gets. With my paladin cocktail, placing bets on the Jets. In paradise. Paradise. I don't kiss nobody's ass in paradise. I'll be shoving down the Scroogins when I get the chance. But the cleaners aren't ready with my lime green pants. How long does it take? Guilty calling complaint. It was just a little thought, so what? I left this thing. Yeah. You think that's funny? Want a knuckle sandwich, buddy? I can do what I want, because the management loves me.
Can I tell you something, Mo? Something you ought to know. For the longest time, I wanted you to be my home.
You ain't my type, pal. Now answer me. Tell me. What are you doing?
I won't take no for an answer.
Get out of here.
But
it's not you.
Get out of
here. That's it.
Do 560 WKM. Got another great story for our website today, Beaner Boy. I'm not going to take time to read it. It's long, but it's great. It's by Mark Morford in the SF Gate newspaper columnist. The lie of liberation, cheering Iraqis are just a diversion, folks. Bush Company's real goal is only just beginning. Excellent article, okay? I'll give it to you. I'll pass it along.
Sure.
It'll be on our website. Don't forget, join Marlins broadcaster Boob Shabby tomorrow afternoon, noon to 2 at Rick Case Acura, located a half mile south of Sunrise on 441. Stop by to win some prizes, our usual low-budget QM prizes. Register to win some Marlin tickets. Anybody want those?
No.
And enjoy free food. That's the pièce de résistance. Plus, Boob's a good guy with orange hair. Atlantic City Subs provides the free food, where Ira and the bread make the difference, and Scott is no longer involved. Oh, man, what a great month this has been. You know what? 5670560, pound 560. We get Petey Lenny out of here.
Oh,
yeah!
Oh.
We get rid of Scott. Woo! What do you think? Mo, next? WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is this the Neil Rogers show?
Speaking.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to, I flip around a radio station, and I'm a born-again Christian.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. And I believe with all my heart that we should be over there fighting this war.
Yeah.
So there are many Christians.
In other words, we're killing a bunch of schmata heads for Jesus. Is that what it is?
Pardon?
You say you do believe we should be there?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And,
but I thought our president was a good Christian, though, a good born-again Christian.
Well, I know, but the whole thing is there's many people that are deceived. They think he's going over there to free the people, but it's all for oil.
He's freeing up the gas pumps.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then taking care of the Carlyle Group, which his whole family's involved with.
And Halliburton and all of his other big business friends, right?
Exactly.
You got it, man.
You got it, bud.
Okay, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for us. Thank you. He's a good guy. He's entitled to be a born-again Christian, but at least he's one of those people that's got his head on straight just because he agrees with us. We like him, right? If he didn't agree with us, we'd say, that far bissing a goy, you know, stuff like that. No, he's a good guy. And what he's basically saying is, how can anybody who professes to be a Christian perpetrate such slaughter in the name of liberation, man? Liberation by elimination, by decapitation, by palpitation.
Well,
that little kid you're talking about there, liberation by decapitation. Chop both his arms off.
Wouldn't Jesus be over there flying the planes and bombs?
No, he would not. Boy. But don't confuse all these other people, though, because the righteous, no matter what you say, and this guy wasn't one of them, but some of the God Squad, they'll always find some quote from the Lord somewhere, you know, to justify the barbaric, grotesque things that they do.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he wouldn't be too happy about it. To justify their hatred, their condemnation, whatever it is, because like I've always told you, religion is the root of all evil. There are two things, and they go hand in hand, baby. Religion and money. Hand in hand. And, of course, religion is all about money because it's the biggest business on the face of the earth. WQAM. At least the biggest tax-free one anyway. Yes, sir.
Hello, Neil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Neil, you may want to reconsider your position on the war.
No, I don't think so.
When the Pope and the born-again Christians are on your side.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, you know.
No, I don't think so. Maybe you want to reconsider yours, okay? See, if you want to make a comment and discuss something, that's fine. But if you want to tell me what to do, then at that point I say bye-bye. That's not a conversation.
And that guy might be the only born-again Christian against the war.
No, there's plenty of born-again Christians against the war, just like there were a lot of conservative Republicans against the war. Pat Buchanan was vehemently opposed to it in the beginning. And then, of course, there were a lot of others who later on lost their balls because it wasn't fashionable to do it. I may want to change my position based on, see, I don't make my positions based on, well, who agrees with me on this, see? I make it based on common sense, based on what I read, what I see, what I know, not based on, well, who agrees and who disagrees. WQAM.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Listen, by the way, you warned everybody 2 years ago, by the way, when this administration took office, okay?
Don't say by the way again, because George will get upset.
Oh, okay.
He's not
anyway,
even here.
You said they had their own agenda, and
they do.
And we're finding that out now, aren't we?
That is correct.
Listen, I'm just trying to find out where can we go on your site to get them. I was interested in the Michael Moore thing you read yesterday, the piece. Can you find all this stuff on your and where
yes.
do you go on your website?
Yes.
Is there a particular place we go when we get on there?
Click on the features part.
The features part?
Yeah, it'll take a couple of seconds to open, depending on how fast your connection is, because there's a lot of stuff on there. But click on it and let it go, and it'll open up.
Okay, including the Halliburton. The Halliburton thing, too?
Absolutely. See, every day what we do is we put the news stories on there, and then the features page will connect you with all the stories from the past, which is a zillion of them, so you'll have to scroll through, but you'll find it.
I mean, I'm making copies of all this stuff. I'm going to just paste it on my poster or something. I got a lot of people I need to go show this to, all the ones who,
excellent.
You know, so, anyway.
Spread the word. Be an evangelist.
All right. Good job, Neil.
Thanks, pal. See, there you go. Check out neilrogers.com, neilrogers.com. You want a little bit of the truth. Oh, you should reconsider. I mean, those people just send me, man, right to the bull. You should reconsider. And in fact, I wonder if maybe that's why he's in favor of the war, just because the Pope's against it. That's pretty brilliant. Huh? Well, what is that? Well, what kind of logic is that?
Exactly. It's not logic.
And the born-again Christians, at least the ones, the good ones who aren't judgmental, who aren't pointing the finger and hating everybody, and they're condemning everybody who doesn't agree with their religion to hell, well, more power to them is what I say. Of course, we don't find too many of them because the media don't find them too exciting.
Right. Silent majority.
So every time there's any kind of controversy going on, it's Jerry Falwell, it's Pat Robertson, it's Franklin Graham and Billy Graham. It's the same bunch, same crowd, over and over and over again. Because that's the media. It's neurotic repetition. They know that if they bring certain well-known personalities on the air, it'll goose up their numbers. Didn't work for Phil Donahue too well, but nevertheless. That's what it's all about. It's got nothing to do with reality, nothing to do with really a barometer of what people are thinking. It has to do with here's a bunch of assholes who you know are assholes, and you either agree with them or you hate them. And we know that you'll tune in and get all bent out of shape, which is not the case with me. I see that fat-faced fart Falwell on there, and I go to another channel immediately. Why would you dignify him with airtime when you know exactly what he's going to say? What would be the point?
instigation?
No, the point is to try to get, because they know that he gets people crazy and they're going to get people to tune in. That's the reason. Instigating people to tune in and goose up their numbers. Because don't forget, we're all whores in the media. I'm the only one honest enough to tell you that. It's a whore business. So that's why the war business was part of the whore business. That's right. This frantic, oh, we got it first, you know. That's one thing I'll say for CNN, and I can't say too much for the Certainly Not News Network, is that when they had the, they dropped the four gigantic 2,000-pound bombs on the complex the other night, they weren't so quick to judge, you know? They weren't jumping right. Well, MSNBC said, that, you know, Fox, of course, was hyperventilating. I didn't see it, but several people told me about it. Hyperventilating. There was no doubt that he and his sons were in there. They're dead. Yada, yada, hallelujah, gloria, and all this other crap, you know? So I'll say that for them. Although Aaron Brown definitely needs a new piece.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAM.
Neil Young.
There is a fairy and he's gone.
We went against the plan. He didn't have anything planned for this.
I didn't say that. That's what the part that reminded me of the previous statements about things that are not according.
Self-hating homo, so he's gotta get married. Homo has to cover it up.
And she made her second thoughts clear.
He's a queer homo, mincing poop, and a brown-nosing queen with lead in his shoes. Long and confused.
On who the leader of that country is.
Me a fairy, so he's gotta get married. Fairy's a fairy, and he's gonna get married. Self-hating homo, now he's gotta get married. Spokesman of the White House, homo.
Gay. How's Pete Williams doing these days? I'm sorry. They all seem to wind up with the right wingers. And then, of course, they go back into the closet. 14, or is it the other way around? 14 to 1. Ask David Brock at 560 WQM. Ask Miss, what's her name? Miss Grudge. So our worshipful listener, Jane, in Fort Lauderdale says, the story about the little kid made me cry. My jackass boss came in and gave me a funny look. He voted for the bastard. I wonder if he'll ever regret it. I'm expecting to be laid off any day now. Business is so slow. He's going into debt to keep the place going. Please check out the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, by Greg Palast. It's where Michael Moore got his information about the election scam. Love you too, Jane. Thank you. And good luck, who's in the bill? I saw him. I saw him out of the corner of my eye, which it's hard to miss. And what do you got such a Smith-eating look on your face for, huh? Come on, let's go. See, you don't want to come in here. He looks a scared. And you want to know why? Because he's as big as a tub of crab. You look like you may have lost an ounce or two. I guarantee you, from noon until now, he was in the tea room in there just crapping and puking his guts out, okay? Purging. The big purge. Okay, wait a minute. Let me give you an appropriate lead in here. Here we go. Beef is stepping on the scale. The scale just broke. You know something? Carlos called it right on the money, baby. Half a pound! You know, let's see, it's 4'11". I must be putting the wrong date down. Yeah, 4'11", that's his height and the date.
And the weight.
and the weight. In fact, he started, I think that was his weight, 4'11". 224. He lost a half a pound in the last week. You know something? You could fart. When, oh, you're going to speak into that thing? Go ahead. Go ahead and tell the world why you're such a failure.
I have no excuses.
Huh?
I have no excuses.
No wonder Mo hates you like poison, and he does.
At least I don't have a bad Boston accent, though.
Yeah. Is he from Boston?
No, but you were complaining before because Dale Arnold and Jerry Remy and all those people.
Who's the guy that does the color on those college hockey games?
I have no idea.
Sounds just like Jerry Remy. Oh, he's just off. That same sound. You know the sound.
It's a wicked pissa, that sound.
Oh, he's just awful.
High boy won't stop calling. Man, don't turn around when he's around. He wants to stab you in the back.
That?
Take your food.
You know something, Fat Boy? If you ever call during this show again, we're going to tell all the stories from Treasure Island on the air, okay? Okay, you talked enough. Get out of here. As a matter of fact, that inspires me to play my favorite Fat Boy song. Yeah, you tub of crap, okay? There isn't anything alive that would touch the best part of you if they could find it. Just what he needs is free food.
He said, honey, got money for you. But when you're taking me back into the private room. For a hand job.
Boy.
That man getting hand job. Take your clothes off, she insists.
So let me ask you this. What was the excuse? What was the rationale? Because I don't want to waste the time with him because what's the point? What's his excuse this week? Because
he had to go eat with his new lady love. So he couldn't.
He had to go eat his new lady love? And we're supposed to believe that? Pretty sad, man. There's the face of failure. As a matter of fact, remember the movie Fatso? Did you see it?
Parts of it.
And once he found his true love, he wasn't eating all the time because he had something to occupy his time. That was the reason he lost the weight. Not was eating like a cow, Mr. Tub, Mr. Beast. He's bitterly disappointing. Do you realize now he has lost an even 60 pounds, I'll say that. But he started, I don't even have the other sheets, we already Schmidt-canned him, like a year ago. You know, I mean, that's not all that bad, but we got to get it in gear, man.
He's getting lazy.
He's getting laid?
Yeah.
Likely story. WQAM.
Children in Corsair.
How do you like that? Like about a half word. I'm so quick today, man. You ain't got a half a chance, sweetheart. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Now, you tell that fat boy if he ever darkens our door during the show again, I'm going to report him to the SPCA, okay? What a tub of crap. See, that's what, like Zach with those pizza yesterday. They didn't bring those for him. They brought them for the morning guys, for Mo and Gildy. I mean, the fact he works on that show. Okay, he could have had 7 or 8 of them.
And he did
during the show. And then he walks out of here with a sack full and claims he's bringing them to the blind organization. Oh, please. Yeah, talk about the fat leading the blind. Who are you kidding, mister? The fat people in denial. At least I admit it. I'm working on it. I'm trying very hard. Those people just in denial. And now I understand more than ever before why there are a lot of people out there with no sympathy for fat tubs of crap, okay? I'm, at least Julio lost 25 pounds. I embarrassed him into it, he gives me credit, and now he's working on it, doing a nice job. I'm not going to waste my time anymore with the losers like the Beast and Fat Boy. Huh? Josh Friedman. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. And then there are many more, but time doesn't permit.
Live and local, this is 560. The radio's all yours now. QAM.
Cow, Aaron's coming.
The Middle Eastern world will be exploded. Saddam had people killed with the gas that we sold him. First time aggressor nation and the only one that's going. Now more blood will be spilled to get that oil flowing. Forget about Korea and the nukes they're toting. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our head that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. Thousand people killed are now forgotten. Let's exploit them instead. Hey, there's oil to be gotten. Going after Saddam to placate Osama. There's no longer mention of the name Bin Laden, but no one seems concerned. All comfy and complacent, believing every word of this cartel administration that controls us by fear through media manipulation. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. The loss of civil rights is the price that we're paying. We're all suspects now, Nazi Ashcroft is saying. I have nothing to hide, table talkers all are saying. Blind obedient cattle don't have any reservation. Without unprovoked battle and world annihilation. Old regimes must fall and Halliburton installed. With no objection at all, Democrats don't have the balls. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our brainwashed heads. Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction.
Oh my God.
Only Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction.
So Beena Boy has put the picture up. Now where was that in? Was that in the Star like I thought?
It was in a, it was all over the place.
Yeah, the picture of the 12-year-old boy, Ali, who lost both of his arms. And it's on our website. I caution you again. We got a lot of graphic pictures on there. Very disturbing and nauseating and sickening. But, you know, if you want to be fair to yourself, since you were watching all those glamorous pictures of people marching and jumping up and down and waving their flags the other day, you really ought to take a look at this, too. War is sick. War is grotesque. It is butchery. War must only be fought for the right reasons. This, as so many people have said, was the wrong war at the wrong time for the wrong reason. Great job this week, by the way, Beaner Boy.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, we're thinking whether George may be coming back. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to think about it over the weekend. Joe Sigaki's coming up next for the Mad Dog. Have a great weekend.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Bye, bye, bye.
The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, George.
I can't stop.